Adam Carolla Show, live from the Palms Hotel in Las Vegas. Brought to you by Miller Lite, Sounds of Tequila, TravelWorm.com, and Subaru. Adam's guests, Carrot Top, the amazing Jonathan, number one big boot queen Minka, and NASCAR driver Kurt Busch. Plus, one spin of the roulette wheel decides if someone wins 50 grand. All that, plus Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser on the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, thank you, my minions, and welcome to the lounge at the Palms. It's great to be here in Las Vegas. Good morning, Danny Bonaducci.
Good morning, Adam Carolla.
You better hope it's not the morning. You smoked three packs of Marlboro Reds already.
Did you see the stack right here? This is my monument to Vegas. Five packs of cigarette Halls and a bottle of Vivarin. I'm ready.
He has a pyramid of cigarettes here.
Ready to go.
And good morning, Teresa Strasser, who's looking hot.
Thank you very much.
Yes, she is.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, she cleans up nicely. Fellas, there will be a trail of tears to Teresa's room tonight. All right. Well, as you know, Minka, my number one Asian big boob queen, is coming in here, and we will be reunited finally.
Who's number one?
Minka is number one, and you guys will finally be able to experience the majesty of Minka in the flesh.
Adam, how big are the boobs?
Well, here's the whole thing about big boobs. It's a combination. It's an equation. It's how big are the boobs and how small is the rest of the body.
It's a ratio.
She's basically built like the Space Needle.
Okay.
She's like a Budweiser truck on a toothpick.
Now, she's Japanese. Minka would be a Japanese name, correct?
I think she is. But you know me. I don't see colors unless we're talking about Mexicans. I see boobs. And boobs come in all colors of the rainbow, and I want to get to that pot of gold.
My first wife, of course, was Japanese.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just thinking of that kind of shape.
Yes.
Can this woman drive a car? Can she reach past her boobs and drive an automobile?
It's a physics problem just standing up, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an interesting point. Yeah,
she's like a Weeble.
She has to drive with her feet, and she shifts with her mouth.
Right.
I've heard that about her.
Especially modified Subaru.
I can't wait to meet this
woman. So Minka will be in here, and Kurt Busch, and Carrot Top, and I would love to get to the bottom of that horn of plenty as well. So Carrot Top's going to be in here. We have a Def Frat guy, my J.O. buddy Ray. That's right. Oswaldo's going to do a movie review. And speaking of my buddy Ray, where are you, buddy? Raise your hand. I was thinking as I drove in just a couple hours ago out here to Las Vegas. And Ray, you'll remember when you and I drove out to Vegas about 20 years ago today. I drove out here in an 84 Nissan pickup truck, standard bed, 6-foot bed, no camper shell, no bed liner, no air conditioning, bench seat, no nothing, right? Me and my buddy Chris picked up my buddy Ray and said, we're going to Vegas. We honked. Ray came down from his apartment. Ray looked at me sitting in the front seat and he said, get in the bed of the truck, bitch. And I said, oh, no, I'm not getting in the bed of the truck. I'm riding shotgun on this bench vinyl seat. You'll be riding all the way to Vegas in the back of a mini pickup truck with no camper shell and no sleeping bag.
Those of us that ride Harleys call that riding bitch.
That is riding bitch. And he said, nope, you'll be getting in the bed. I said, no, I will not. And then I said, look, I'm a fair-minded guy. One of us is going to be riding in the back of this mini truck from L.A. to Vegas, and one of us will ride in it on the way back. There's no way I'm doing it both ways.
Right.
There's no way you're
That's
doing
fair.
It.
Fair enough, right.
And he said, get in the back, bitch. I'm going on the way there. And I thought, good, because it's August, and it's nighttime, and we're leaving at noon on Sunday, and you will die in Death Valley when we drive back. Now, there's no sliding window. There's no iPod. There's no cell phone. There's no nothing. There's just sitting on top of a transmission for 4.5 hours in the back of the most dangerous vehicle through the night air on the way to Vegas. But I still think to myself, it's 85 degrees and it's nighttime. It's 10 o'clock at night. Ray will die by the time we get to the Bun Boy.
Right, fair enough.
That's what I think.
That's where you want to go to is the Bun Boy.
By the time we get to the world's largest thermometer, and I would argue, those of you who are traveling home and pass through Baker and pass through the city that says it has the world's largest thermometer, you, creating a stick and putting numbers at the top of it is not the world's largest thermometer.
Right, but that is not what makes it interesting. It's actually the world's largest rectal thermometer.
Oh.
It's made for kids.
Wow.
So that's how you have to do it.
I did not know. I got to tell you, I don't know a kid that could take that thing. It's got to be 40 feet high and 8 feet wide.
Yes, some of us practice.
All right, Danny.
They say it's easier rectally on kids.
Well, if we pair it up with the world's largest tub of lube, perhaps we'd have something. But the point is...
That's over in Victorville.
Please, who is going to step up to the table and come up with the world's largest tub of water-soluble lube? I hopped in the back of the truck laughing all the way to Vegas while sitting in my lonesome in the back of this pickup truck through the night air. And then we got to Vegas, and all I could think about was, Ray, you will be riding in the back seat. And no, in the bed right. of a mini pickup truck. The car was black, ironically.
Oh, nice.
So instead of 160 degrees, it'll be 172 degrees. But I will look back as we travel through Death Valley, and I will just see your corpse
right.
rolling around in the back of this truck. Well, we got to Vegas. Friday and Saturday went by. And Sunday came around, and I said, Ray, into the back of the truck. And he said, no, thanks. I'm flying.
What?
Oh.
And I said, you... I said, who the... What the... He ran into a friend of his that was a bookie and a high roller. He hit it big, and he threw Ray a chip and said, you can fly back with me.
You know what, buddy? I gotta tell you something.
Out of the car. Was in the car and got into the bed.
Anybody out there listening, I will tell you the truth. Adam Carolla is like the most reasonable guy in the world. Nothing shakes him. Nothing throws him. He can handle any situation. He can handle any negotiation.
Thank you.
Why do you like this guy?
That's a very good point.
They go way back.
I'm sorry. No offense, dude. I like you.
He made
it. I don't see why he likes you.
He made a number two in my Rams beanie.
I know.
When I was in the seventh grade.
He broke my chin-up bar.
He broke
what?
The chin-up bar.
I didn't know that.
Yes, I put a chin-up bar up in the studio for Danny to
Because I couldn't
off.
Do it.
And Big Monkey Ray.
Oh, Ray.
He broke it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, all right, Ray. Sit down.
Also, you might remember that Ray broke my heart when he asked me out on a date, but then secretly had a girlfriend.
Okay, Ray. Look, I don't want to turn the crowd against you.
Our time.
Let's
I
just
do.
Keep pushing forward here. It is Thursday here in Vegas, but technically, if you're listening to the show, it's Friday. And some of you remember the show Crank Yankers. Thank you very much. Well, we did all the crank yankers out of Las Vegas. We had to come out here because, amazingly, other cities and other states have something called laws.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have laws, and you can't crank call people and record it and play it on TV. But surprise, surprise, Nevada?
Yeah.
No problemo.
Wow.
No, so, in Nevada, you can actually crank call hookers and drug dealers. And have it being legal. It's an
right.
amazing state.
So we used to come out here and do our crank calls from Vegas. And since it's Friday and since Crank Yankers is back on MTV2, we thought we'd play. Thank you.
Yes, tonight at 10.
Tonight at 10 o'clock, we thought we'd dust off one from a big name star, Eminem.
Oh,
really?
Because it turns out was obsessed with Crank Yankers and dying to do Crank Yankers. Did a call where he called a tattoo shop on behalf of his, five-year-old daughter, and it went a little something like this. This is Eminem.
It's a tattoo parlor, right?
Yeah.
Can I ask who I'm speaking with?
That's correct.
What's up, Greg?
Wow.
What's going on?
I want to get a tattoo for my daughter. I've got one on my arm of her, and she wants to get one of me on her arm.
How old is this?
10.
Is how old?
She's 10.
You want to see a tattoo?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it'd be 18.
18?
Yes.
All right, she's 18. Can I use her library card for her ID?
No, it's got to be a driver's license.
I probably can get that.
There's no way we can tattoo her, though. She's underage. Jerry told me she's underage.
No, she's 18. She just looks 10.
He told me she was underage before, man.
What she wanted a tattoo of was... SpongeBob riding a dragon at first, and I told her, no, you know, you should get a tattoo with daddy. I was like, no.
Can you hold on 1 second?
Yeah.
Forgot about this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, he sounds like him. I don't know. That's stupid.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm good. What's your name?
Chris.
Okay, Chris. I was trying to find out some information. My daughter wants to get a tattoo.
Isn't she 14?
No, she's 18.
18? Okay.
Yeah, she looks 10, but she's 18. She looks really young, and I was asking the other guy if it was cheaper, if, you know, because her arm is smaller, she wanted to get a tattoo of me on her arm. Well, actually, I wanted her to get it.
It goes by time, you know what I mean? It doesn't matter how small her arm is or large.
What if you guys start doing it and she screams so loud that you can't finish it, and then, you know, is it half the price, or?
Well, I mean, if she's that scared or whatever to get it, then I'd probably.
I mean, she's. It's not that she's scared. I can, you know, I can bring in a Barney video or something. We can show it to her and give her a lollipop. She'll be fine.
And she's 18.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've never had to not finish a tattoo. I mean, people have screamed. And
well, like, I want to make sure that when she goes to school, she has the best tattoo on the playground. Right. I mean, when she goes to work, she has the best tattoo at work.
Who'd have known?
Well, I mean, I do really good tattoos here. That's all I can tell you, you know. She's got picture ID?
Yeah, she's got picture ID. We got a library card and everything. I'll be the one with the 10-year-old looking 18-year-old. Okay? Maybe I'll even get her out of school early.
You're coming today?
Yeah, I could come today. We can do it during recess or something.
Okay.
Do you do tattoos on dogs?
On what? No, no.
Oh, okay. Well, let me tell you this. She wants it no matter how bad she cries.
All right,
when
cool.
She comes in there. All right.
Later.
All right, thanks. Dick.
Jeez. Yeah.
Did you hang out with Eminem?
Yeah, we went out. Probably not supposed to talk about this,
come on.
But we went out to Detroit where it's not legal to do these things. I thought, we'll bend the rules a little for Eminem. I mean, this is probably a few years ago. Eminem has just got done selling 80 million CDs. And he, for a guy who really, truly probably made 50 million bucks a year we did this, still eats a Taco Bell. Like, he's sitting there noshing on a Mountain Dew and a Bell Beaver.
That's nice, man.
And keep I'm sure it. He describes it as noshing.
Yes, I'm pretty sure he's a Jew. Aren't all the guys who rap from Detroit Jewish?
Yeah, you've got to rap to this, I'm sure.
I don't know what's better, though. So what, you make 50 million bucks and you go get a Mountain Dew and a Chimichanga? That rocks.
Yep, well, they call it keeping it real. Speaking of keeping it real, Carrot Top, everybody. Real weird.
I can't wait to get to the bottom of him.
I've been wanting to scratch his lotto ticket for quite some time. So, Carrot Top.
I'm a Teresa. I can't wait to get to the bottom of him. I just think that'll be cool.
By the way, Danny's been working out all day.
All day.
And I'm serious because he wants to make sure that he looks more buff than Carrot Top.
And all right. If you guys actually throw down and scrap, I think it's going to look like just one big red pube to me.
A tumbleweed of red pubes
rolling into the casino.
Okay, but one pube will eventually get back and sit behind this mic while the other pube just lays there.
Yeah.
In
this lifeless pube corpse. All right. Nobody welcomes a guest to the show like the Adam Carolla Show, huh, folks? The Carrot Top, everybody.
Yay!
We're in Vegas. Worth the Palms, worth the lounge. And we're on Carrot Top next on the Adam Carolla Show.
It's the Adam Carolla Show live in Las Vegas. Here's what's coming up with program director Jack Silver.
What up, peeps? Having a hell of a good time in Vegas. Jack, man, already blew through 28 grand. And that was Justin Thunder from Down Under. Not great.
Nice.
Let's just move forward. Ozzy and Ray are going to review Carrot Top Show, a Vegas edition of What Can Adam Complain About? We got the pros versus hoes lap dance competition, and someone might win $50,000 on one roulette spin. Let's get back to the H-Band so I can go on Cooch Patrol.
Thank you, Jack.
Yeah.
Adam Carolla with Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser on the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, welcome to the show, Carrot Top.
Hey, what's happening?
Good to see you.
Yeah.
Now, it's been some years. I can't remember what to call you. We just go with Carrot or Cotton?
No, I don't know. Cinnamon, my dancing name. That
Cinnamon, dancer. So, Carrot, Carrot, where do I start? First off, you're making a mint out here in Las Vegas, right?
No, I do all right. I mean, I don't know about a mint, but I work 20 nights a week or something like that.
But nobody needs to feel sorry for Carrot.
No.
And I was driving out here with my agent and another friend of mine who's in the business, and we were trying to figure out what Carrot Top's nest egg look like, and it is bigger than a VW bus.
Right, because Carrot Top also does commercials and such, yes?
No, I don't. I did the AT&T commercials, but that's...
But you don't... But wait a minute. A Carrot Top, because Adam and I have been having this discussion for a while, and you and I know each other well. I think Adam is way off on this, and if you don't want to answer, you don't have to. He thinks you're making between $150,000 and $300,000 per week.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where you get your math from.
A little bit low, huh, buddy?
A little bit. No. That's
really more?
Yeah, I'm gotta, thinking a million and a half a year.
Count the seats, and then half those are giveaways to, you know.
All right, but you're not
like
you're not getting married and divorced every 20 minutes.
No,
you're not strung out on methadone. You don't have any lawsuits against you.
You don't know how to live.
No.
I mean, you're just socking it away, right?
Yeah.
And do you want, I mean, how much, I mean, look. No matter how much you like performing, 20 times a week. You know what I mean? I mean, if you love performing, 15 times a week would be my max.
Right.
20 times sounds like work at a certain point.
It is. It's like a desk job. You come in and do it and go home, but it's great. Vegas is a great place to live. I didn't think it'd be like that, but it's fun.
You were living out in Los Angeles and then
you
relocated?
Florida. And then on the road, I did the road forever and then... moved here about a year ago.
And what's going on with the biceps? What's going on with the biceps?
Well, the radio adds 10 pounds. I'm not quite sure that I'm really... No, I think I've always been the same size. I think people just kind of start looking at me.
Well, then wait a minute. We all just shrunk.
Well, the shirt comes in men's, too. Maybe I'll have a girl's, you know...
Well, no, wait a second, Carrot Top. I met you probably 7 years ago.
And at the bathhouse, and you were...
Carrot Top, as it turns out, Carrot Bottom. But Carrot...
No, I've always... No.
I like to say I'm a middle.
Yeah.
No, that's way I'm flexible. You're always in good shape, but you're not like this.
I'm carrying all my hate mail.
You're not in phenomenal shape. Now, Danny, what do you think? On the juice?
On the juice, actually.
Has the Karen been juicing?
Can I tell you in all honesty?
Absolutely.
Because,
yes.
As I told Karen, I did. I juiced for over a year.
Right.
I'm going to go with no.
No? No?
But you know why I'm going to go with no?
Because he's here, and then you're going yes when he leaves?
Because I pulled the same aside and said, how do you keep that size? What do you take? And he told me all over the counter stuff that you could buy that's good.
I don't want to shrink my. That's the first thing.
Right.
If it's
going
to make your shrink, I'm not going to take it.
So right. That doesn't.
Well, let
happen.
Me see a little shot of the gun.
No, we don't want to see.
Come
that.
On, now,
come
Dan,
on.
Move on. Danny,
from,
let's
I want to see it.
This. Danny, let's see a shot. What do you got, me. Danny?
Let me get to the.
Yeah. I don't care. Come on,
I'm a little guy.
I'm a little guy. No, I don't want. For me.
For you, yeah.
For you.
Oh my God! It'd be surreal being choked out by Carrot Top.
Can you imagine?
I'd be like your last conscious thought is I am being put in a submission hold and choked to my death by Carrot Top.
The worst thing would be if when you tried to come to, the EMTs came with a giant cartoon paddle to bring you back to life like a prop.
You're going to end up in his trunk. All right, so you live here in Vegas.
Yeah.
And you live how far? What is... Give us the Carrot Top.
I live...
Thank God Bonaducci's taking his shirt off. We're 18 seconds into the show, everybody.
He's standing on a chair.
Don't hurt yourself.
But Carrot, you're pretty impressed by Danny, yes?
Adam, this is radio.
I'm not doing that. It's radio.
I'm not going to do that. I
come on.
No one
wants
to see
shoot
me
the
naked.
Guns. Shoot
for the love
guns.
Of God.
All right, give us your schedule. I would like Carrot Top's schedule.
Yeah.
The alarm goes off at 4 a.m. You do 5 million curls, then what?
No, I get up around noon, maybe, and then...
Noon,
yeah.
All right, then what?
And then I...
you eat 35 raw eggs, and then
no,
what?
I don't. Actually, I had a Whopper today from Burger King. I just...
Well, Carrot, are you waking up alone, or do you have a lady
I have a girlfriend. She's in Florida, though, so, it's kind of tough.
Now, are you guys going to get married?
No, I don't know.
Well, Carrot Top, here's
I don't want to get married.
Here's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
People look at you, and they think eccentric.
Yeah.
They think, what's going on with Carrot Top?
What's the deal with this guy?
What's happening with Carrot Top? Seems
it's
to,
good. The mystery's good. I never tried to figure it out.
Right. So the question is it eccentric or is he spinning off and do we need to intervene?
Wow.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, only one of us just took the clothes off.
The rehab.
Well,
it's the rehab or something. Maybe
that's true, but
I'll shave my head or something.
He's got Gretchen at home. She keeps him in line.
Right.
Is Carrot Top spinning out?
No.
No. I'm saying
it may happen
as a
right
friend.
Now, but...
This is an intervention, Carrot Top. We're not even on the radio.
Is that why you brought
Tommy,
right.
your family's here. The
this group of strangers loves you, Carrot Top. Yeah. No, so you get up at noon.
Yeah.
Then what? I want to know the whole day.
I wash my car.
You go into the theater.
I walk around.
You don't have to be...
Hit the porno booths.
You don't have to be the Luxor till what time?
Till 8 o'clock at night. So I have
8
all day.
O'clock. So you have all day.
So I'm lucky I'm not in drugs and intervention.
You can do your act in your sleep.
Sure.
No problema.
No.
I disagree.
I usually do. Have you seen the audience in Vegas?
No. You know what? I'm sorry to bust you on this. I've seen your act all over the country. I'm a fan of yours. And you don't do the same act twice. You come up with a new bit at least every other show. So,
yeah,
I mean, you're trying to be self-deprecating.
No.
I know that.
No,
but
is.
You work hard.
Well, you have to write new jokes to do new shows. Like Joe and
right.
Jimmy Kimmel, they said you got to come on. You can't do the same jokes. You have to have a new...
Let me say this about Carrot Top. He does not do the same act twice. He does it 20 times a week, ladies and gentlemen.
But then next week...
No, so you go into the theater. You don't have to be there. You don't have to be on stage until 8.
Yeah.
But you show up at what time?
About six.
You run through the stuff, pop the trunk open, see the baby on board, is hanging tight.
Make sure the props are there.
Right, do the whole thing, do the show, and then what?
And then I go home.
And that's it.
Yeah. Or I come here to the Palms and, you know, do a lovely, do some blow. Yeah. And then I shoot up some heroin and do some blow and get some hookers.
Hit
Koval.
Does Carrot Top have a posse?
Yeah, it's a very small posse.
Do you have like a brock of flour that you hang out with?
Just
or something, you know what I mean?
They said they want to do a reality show, and I said, I'm boring. There's no reality. There's nothing fun to do.
Dude, I said that too, and then I just raised the bar.
Carrot Top, can I ask you about your beauty routine? Because a lot of people wonder.
Sure.
Because you're a handsome man.
I'm striking.
And although it would appear that maybe...
On radio, I'm
very people have seen you on TV, and so they can use their imagination. It would appear that maybe... Do you wear makeup?
Well, on stage you have to wear a little makeup, once in a while.
No, but like at Vaughn's.
Oh, at Vaughn's?
Like at the store.
when you...
Got some pumps on.
When you go shopping. Well, look at your eyebrows, obviously. If you want to look at
Everyone gives me a hard time, but they're
Adam's
eyebrows.
Adam's eyebrows are how man's eyebrows usually look.
It's how an Armenian's ass usually looks. It's not really how man's... Look, the point is, if you want to see a contrast in browitude here, everyone...
I meant by man, I said Peking man.
Well, you're on radio, I'm on TV, so you have to, I don't know.
You tweeze them a little bit.
I don't touch them. No, this is how I was born.
Wait a second. All right, so you go home. You got a girlfriend in Florida.
I shave a little down here and trim it up a little bit.
Me too.
It makes it look bigger.
Hey,
you want to make it look bigger, just spray paint it black.
That's the best way to make it.
Yeah, to make your look bigger.
Well, the key, by the way, I've always said that about keeping a trim downstairs, which is, I've always likened it to this. If you have a mailbox.
I actually put in plugs. Because I was losing so much.
Trying to fill out.
Yeah.
If you have a mailbox, and actually, mailbox, not a bad name for a guy's junk, but if you have a mailbox out on your front lawn, and the lawn gets really high around it, the mailbox starts looking lower to the ground.
Sure.
You trim
it's
that
a good
lawn.
Analogy.
Get
it's
the weed
analogy.
Whacker out. Get that lawn from around the mailbox. The post looks longer. That's what we're looking for.
This
is amazing.
All I'm trying to say is, you go home, you've made your millions.
Watch TV.
You go back to your palace, and you sit there alone?
Yeah, well, sometimes.
Do you have friends?
I have a few friends, sure.
You do?
Sure.
Are you friends with some of the other comedians and performers in town?
Yeah. Amazing Jonathan and...
Really?
Amazing Jonathan. He'll be here.
Now, he'll be here, and we'll ask him if he hangs out.
He came to my show last night.
I don't want this to turn into...
I don't go see his show, but he did come to mine. That
right.
Nice,
I don't want to feel like we're interrogating you, but... I am curious about your routine and always have been. So, what have we learned? Does not tweeze the brows, although I don't know if that's holding up in court, Todd.
I don't touch them.
But what about the Botox?
The Botox?
No, I had some of my took every wrinkle out. Looks great.
Nothing.
My looks 12. It's beautiful. It's a nice.
I had to ask.
It really does. I've seen it.
And it's black.
All right, so not on the tweeze, not on the juice, not on the Botox.
I am just handsome.
You're handsome and you're normal.
Yeah, pretty much.
Straight?
Yep.
He's got a girlfriend in Florida.
She
can
knows.
Hold up in court too.
She comes. Now, what is she doing in Florida?
She's hopefully doing what I told her to do. No, she's. I don't know what she's doing right now.
And where are you from, by the way?
I'm from Florida. Yeah.
You're from Florida.
Yeah, from Florida.
And how does it all start for you? Where does it? When do you start doing comedy?
Oh, I don't know. About 15 years ago.
15 years ago, you get up, and do you start with the props immediately?
No, at the beginning,
or you start
no, I just had jokes, and I realized I really was not funny, so I just got, I started putting visual stuff together. So it's like show and tell, but with liquor, so
right.
It's good.
And it takes off pretty quickly, because it seems like I've known about Carrot Top for quite a few years, so yeah. If you start 15 years ago, that means you started having success 13 and a half or 14 years ago, right?
It's about 5 years of working the clubs and stuff.
And so. Then next thing you know, you're on the Tonight Show and everything else. Yes, Bonaducci.
Well, no, I just wanted to move closer to Carrot Top because, A, big fan.
Keep your shirt on.
You were super nice to my daughter at whatever award show that was. She still talks about how sweet you were to her.
Sweet.
Oh, he was. He was so nice to her. Gave her an autograph picture.
I am sweet.
You're a really nice guy. But I wanted to know about when people refer to you as a prop act, because when you're talking about...
Well, that's what I do. I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
totally.
You're cool with that.
Yeah, totally.
But I used to be a fan of a real smart comic named Bill Hicks.
Oh, sure.
And my wife used to work at a comedy club, so I saw him 15 years ago, and he said, in kind of contempt, if you don't mind my saying so, because he's a snob-ass bitch and I don't like him.
Right. He's dead, you know.
I know.
Okay.
I don't care. I'd kill him. But anyway, he said they're
Carrot
training.
Top, his wife had a crush on Bill Hicks, just so you know.
I'm pretty sure he did her. I'm glad he's dead.
It's an inner pain. It's an inner pain.
Yes. No, he crushed her cervix. It's different.
He said they're draining the lakes for Carrot Top.
I heard that.
Which
shit,
is how they used to make amphitheaters in a hurry in Rome. Yeah. They'd drain a lake.
Right.
So you've been that popular for 15 years.
And I met him after that.
Years.
He was actually a fan right before he passed away. He actually
came and saw the act.
Well, so the question is when the other comedians, unlike the departed Bill Hicks, but when the other comedians look down their nose at a prop comedian.
I don't get that.
Does it bother you?
Well, it did early on, and then I realized it doesn't really matter. What you're doing in art form that's different than what they do. So
right,
it really
because
doesn't matter to me. Really, it's like going to see a magician and they go see a...
Well, it doesn't matter, too, when you drive your
country
gold-plated
jazz,
Bentley
you
back to your castle.
That's why they're mad.
And also the audience, Carrot, I imagine, at the Luxor loves your show.
Yeah.
I imagine they go nuts for it.
That's the goal.
We'll have a review, by the way. And you can.
Did he come to the show?
Yes, they went.
Is he here?
Ozzy and Ray both went to the show. I'll the review's later in the show, but they can give a Ray thumbs up, thumbs down.
Hey, thumbs up. All right, it's good.
All right,
it's good. But he didn't want to like it. Remember, you said I didn't want to like it.
Well, see, a lot of people
find
do that.
A lot of people feel that
I
way.
I didn't really like it until I saw it either. I have to be honest with you. So you have to see it.
No, I get a ton of mail like that when I join this show. People write me. A guy in here just said it to me a few minutes ago. I really didn't want to like you when you came on the Adam Carolla show, but you kind of won me over.
That was Jack Silver, by the way.
He's gone again.
Yeah, he left.
I love you until your shirt came off.
Carrot Top is going to be found at the Luxor. And what you do at the Luxor, I should say, is you can go to Luxor.com to get tickets. You folks here in this room can go out and see Carrot Top at the Luxor.
Have any of you seen him? Anyone seen Carrot Top?
Yeah. I got a few fans in here.
Hold on, not counting right now. They're literalists, my audience. CarrotTop.com is where you go for news and merchandise. Get yourself a foam carrot helmet, whatever.
Nice.
What do we sell over there? What
kind of
carrot?
Know.
A koozie,
sure.
A commuter
Frisbees,
mug,
yeah,
a frisbee.
You know,
all right, give it up for Carrot Top,
everybody.
At the Luxor.
Thanks for having me.
20 shows a week. He's really probably good. Performing right now. Great to see you,
nice
Carrot
to see
Top.
You too.
We'll take a quick break. When we come back, something very heady. I believe we've raised the bar. Should we fire up the chamber orchestra? It's pros versus hoes.
Oh, yeah.
We are having a strippers versus civilians give lap dances. Jeez, are these the strippers?
How do you know?
I can't tell.
Scores.
All right, we have the pros versus the hoes giving lap dances to our own deaf rat guy next on the Adam Carolla Show.
Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show, live from Las Vegas. Thanks to Miller Lite, Sousa Tequila, Subaru, and TravelWorm.com. Think you have what it takes to play in the big leagues of Las Vegas strippers? Amateurs step up to the lap and see if they can hang with the big girls. It's pros versus hoes on the Adam Carolla Show.
Yeah, we are a well-oiled machine. I just had a little powwow with Teresa. This is her idea, by the way. Pros versus hoes. I spoke
nice.
To Mike, and everyone said, how does this game work? And then everyone looked at each other and said, I don't know. I thought you knew how it worked.
I thought the title was was really catchy, Adam. I didn't know I had to completely think it through.
You're right, baby doll. It's not called the Adam Carolla Show for nothing. What we're going to do is we're going to bring Maverick, Def Rack guy. You guys all know Mav. Listen.
Hell yeah.
Now, look, he can feel your applause. He can feel the concussion from your applause. So.
If you're not with it.
Yeah, he is.
How the hell does he even know what they said?
But, bro, no dude, I can feel this dude, the bass. Dude, you got to step off the mic, bro.
Sorry, man. I can hear that.
All right, so, Mav, have you been drinking, by the way?
Yeah. Dude, I wish I could say more, but, like, this is JV, dude. Why am I not having a beer in my hand?
Yeah, where's Mav's beer?
I'm so sorry.
Mav was telling me it was Bush League a little bit earlier. He wants his funnel.
This is not amateur hour.
All right, so, Mav, you're going to sit down. You're going to get yourself four lap dances, two hoes, two pros. We're going to decide. Yes, Danny.
Two hoes, two pros.
Two hoes.
And who's the amateurs?
And two pros. Well, the hoes would be the amateur.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Sorry, we had to call you something.
Chose.
And it had to rhyme with pros, and that was all
it's
we could come up with.
I'm sorry.
It's hoes versus pros.
That's what it is. Yes. Have yourself a seat, Def Rack guy.
I need to take this stuff out of my pocket. I don't want to cut them.
I understand.
Now, Maverick, you know a lot about drinking, and oftentimes you say there's a time to eat before or not eat before. What did you do tonight?
No booze, dude. If I want to make it, these people work hard in the casino. They shouldn't be mopping up junky puke.
Right. You don't want to boot this time, right? Yeah. All right. So you're saying you don't eat before you drink.
Negative.
So, Mav.
This is the kind of wisdom that he dispenses.
Mav, do you have your keychain funnel, by the way? Did you leave that in? Didn't make it through airport security?
No, we all. Hell yeah, bro.
Sorry, buddy.
They thought it was like an explosive.
I understand. I told him the funnel wouldn't make it through the airport security, but he insisted. It is pros versus hoes. We have two professional dancers, two folks that do lap dancing for a living, and two beautiful young ladies who are just amateurs, still eligible for the lap dance Olympics, will be taking place in Mav's room later on tonight. We are going to give two the best amateur, the best hoe, will get to go see Papa Roach with us tomorrow night right here at the Palms. So let's start off. Yes, ma'am.
Bro, what was up with, like, Danny taking his shirt off and standing up, bro? I mean, dude, we're in Vegas, dude. That may play in San Francisco or Hershey, Pennsylvania, but not Sin City, bro.
Choke him.
Hell yeah.
Some of us don't have more rolls than Cinnabon, fat boy.
Oh, all right. Look,
at least I wasn't beating it in my hotel room all day, bro.
Well, now wait a minute.
It didn't take all day, bitch. It just took a couple of minutes.
And please do not question his sobriety methods.
This is amazing.
Mav, I feel like you're about to get a nice lap dance. But why start up?
It only takes a little bit for him because his schlong is the size of a grape from all the roids.
All right, Mav. Now, look, let's not go down this road.
The dude took my job, bro.
He's been down that road a couple times.
Hold on. He didn't take your job, Mav.
Said it was my job to lose.
Adam never said that.
I did not. Used to come on the show once a week and do a little report. We're having you out here now. Danny didn't take your job. Please.
This is damn exciting stuff.
Maverick, before we begin, let me ask you, because you're an expert in this kind of stuff, can an amateur be as good at lap dancing as a professional?
It's like the glass half full or the half chugged.
Nicely put.
Mm-hmm. All right, so is the lap half full or half empty? Let's get our first pro up now. Let's see. Is this?
I wonder, Adam.
Is this Erica? Who's first?
Erica.
Do you know
Emma?
Do you know the pros from the hoes right now?
Erica?
I can't tell by looking.
Do you think you could pick them? I don't think I could pick them.
I think if I could sniff them out, but I can't do it visually. Is this Erica?
Yes.
Hi, Erica.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Erica, describe yourself. Picture Nicole Eggert from Baywatch, circa 1993.
Who?
With maybe a few pieces of gum.
Yes, and a couple of D cups.
For those of you without photographic memories, pick a really hot blonde chick with huge jugs.
There you go.
Just thought it'd help you out.
Thank you. That would be Erica. Erica, you're a professional?
Yes.
You work in the entertainment industry. You give many a lap dance. How many lap dances would you say you average a week?
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Do not,
does he get one?
Do not bring his name into this, my child.
What does he tip?
Who?
God.
Oh. I don't know.
All right. So you'll be giving Satan a lap dance in a few short years. But before we get to that, let's give Maverick his first lap dance. I'm going to limit this to, 30 seconds,
30 seconds
or
smart,
so.
Man.
Yeah. All right. Are you ready to go, Erica?
Sure. Good luck.
You're dripping with enthusiasm, baby. Come on, let's get it up. Give her a round of applause, people.
Hell yeah.
Get this going now.
And let's just
hell
point
yeah,
out
Erica.
That her breasts are as real as Carrot Top's eyebrows. Let's make that.
I tried, Danny. Very, you wouldn't cop to it.
Very true.
But dude, right. I have to warn you, I'm not one of those dudes that will... That's Bush League, bro. This is not amateur hour. That's JV, bro.
All right. No... All right, let's go, Mav. Hey, everybody, Erica's coming to the stage. Give her a round of applause, everybody. Quit your grin and drop your linen. Mav, he can't hear, but he's got eyeballs, and they're working just fine. They change stage four, stage four, stage.
This doesn't suck.
Oh, man.
Wow.
This doesn't seem right now. Oh, my God.
Ma'am, do we have wood?
Sean Bean is getting engaged.
I'm gonna mix my protein shake like that.
Well, she's definitely a pro. All right.
Erica,
I think our 30 seconds are up. Wow. Erica, nice job.
That's nice job,
first,
Erica.
That's the first lap dance I've ever seen in my life. That takes a lot of technique. Very well done.
Ironically, it's going to be tough to beat, but not for Mav when he gets back to his room. That will be very easy to beat.
Mav, how was that for you?
You know what? There was a lack of physical contact.
But isn't that the whole idea with a lap dance? You're not supposed to touch the person too much?
Well, depends.
I've never had one, but I would think you can actually physically grind. What I've heard is you have to keep your hands at your side, but they can do whatever they want.
You have never had a lap dance.
I've never been to a strip club.
Holy
Fire!
Good
oh,
Christ.
Dude, why would I lie? I've been to 1,000 hookers.
Right.
I'm not making this crap up. I just don't understand hot naked chicks you're not having sex with.
And T, you've never seen a lap dance or been to a strip club.
That was my first one.
Well, we'll pop your cherry tonight, my dear.
Maybe it's the crowd factor or whatever, or maybe it's... The being I've been drinking all day, but I'm like the opposite of Pinocchio right now. No wood.
No wood.
But maybe an amateur can give
the
you some.
The opposite.
All right. Who do we have? Do we have Lauren?
Lauren? Oh. Now, she's just a sweet, sweet, all-American-looking girl.
Look at that.
Hello.
Blonde, beautiful. What are you, 5'10", 5'11"?
5'8", but then, you know, got the heels going.
Got the candy, me too.
Yeah, looking good, baby doll. What are you, a solid C cup?
Yeah.
And looking natural from here as well.
Yes, I went the natural look today.
That's the exact size I bought my wife.
Really?
Yeah.
Those are them.
Will you buy me?
See.
No.
You don't need
anything.
A car.
She's an adorable blonde girl with freckles and fresh faced. I don't know. I hope she has what it takes.
Well, Lauren, what are you doing out here?
My friend over here won the ticket.
Uh-huh.
And I came... Give him a lap dance.
All right. Well, let's get it started.
I'm going to try my best here.
This takes a lot of guts.
You know what? The amateurs have an advantage, I think.
I have to say, I saw these ladies backstage, and I was like, I wanted to be on them like a lamp ray.
I didn't get that, Adam.
Man, like a lamp ray.
Hell yeah.
Hey, everybody! Lauren coming to the stage. Put your hands together for Lauren, everybody.
Yeah.
That's right. Assume the position, ma'am.
Wow.
Well, she may not be a pro, but tell that to her ass. She's a girl next door. I'm moving in across the street.
I'm coming in through the back door.
She is now mounted, ma'am, and she's trying to rub all the paint off his fender. Chase, stage four, stage four. I'm a big fat guy with a beard, so you can't tell I have a double chin and I'm wearing a leather fanny pack. I'm balding, but I got a ponytail. Wow, Lord, everybody.
Nice.
Holy crap.
That was solid as Sears, ma'am.
That was solid.
Adam, tell me if this is an apt description, but a girl that looks exactly like a Barbie doll just came and she sat on Maverick. Is that cowboy style?
Reverse or reverse? Cowgirl or something. Whatever it was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Well done.
When I first saw her, I thought, that woman could raise my children. Look how wholesome she was.
I know.
And then you put your shirt over deaf guy's head.
Yes.
She put her shirt over his head. That was a good move.
For the first time, I'm proud to say, it is amateur hour.
Oh, really? Yeah, right. Wow.
I think the hoes might have it on the pros.
All right, let's see if the pros can wrestle the crown back from the hoes. Who's next?
Pro?
Pro.
What's your name?
Emma.
I wouldn't guess pro.
Emma. Emma is up next. Emma, you're a professional dancer.
Yes, I am.
Let's get a look at you. Beautiful, blonde. Wow, you got it going on. Natural?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Can I ask her the question the other pro didn't answer? About how many lap dances would you say you give in a week?
Depends on how many days of work a week, but a few hundred.
A few hundred.
And
sure knows.
And the schedule, let me ask you this, because I've always thought, guys are always trying to figure out how to pick up strippers. And I'll tell you, and you tell me right or wrong on this one. If you go into a strip club and you get a few lap dances and you have a few cocktails and you're having a good time with a lady and you ask her what time she gets off work and she says, I can leave whenever I want, that's a very good sign for you and your groin. Am I right?
Most likely.
Right, because if you're not interested in the guy, you go, my boyfriend, when he's done at the dojo, picks me up at 4 a.m.
Right, bad
right.
sign.
Right?
But on the other hand, if you ask the client, what time do you get off, and he says 5 minutes ago, bad sign.
Bad
well,
sign.
Adam, it sounds like you speak from experience. Has this happened to you?
I'm just saying... I have asked a couple of times. They've said we get to leave when we want, and that means, great, let's leave.
Let's go.
All you right. and your groin.
You and my groin. That's right, T. What a sitcom we would make. All right, Mav.
According to your groin.
According to Ace's groin. You ready to get your third lap dance in as many minutes?
Hell yeah.
All right, well, sit down.
You've got something to prove here for the pros, so give it your best.
All right, so who do we have now? We have Jenna. Right?
No, Emma.
Oh, Emma. Sorry. Emma and the Jenna's. For Christ's sake, do we need them both? Emma. Sorry, baby doll. Did I say that out loud?
Now, you know what Emma's doing? Emma's going retro because smaller breasts are coming back. You're like a B cup in a padded bra. Is that correct?
Give her a C.
I'm give her a C.
No, that's a B in padded,
B.
I think, because I'm wearing a padded
Am
bra
I
too,
right?
yes.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Right
B
on.
Cup.
C, C, Adam.
B or C?
All right, but you know everything.
All right. You know certain things about boobs. But I will say this. If you said, I want to introduce you or set you up my friend Emma, she's a B cup, and you saw this one walk in, you would be very pleasantly surprised.
Dude, they said, I want to say it with my friend Emma, and she's got no head, and she walked in, I'd be really pleasantly surprised.
Oh, this is going to sound great at 6:45 in the morning. All right, Emma, let's get to getting.
Nice to meet you, Virginia.
It's Emma.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the stage, Emma. Am I going to get a boner? Hell yes, Emma. She's hot, she's blonde, she's a B-plus cup. Ace Man says C. I see she has a B. Ah, there's a party going on in my pants. Put your grin and drop your linen. Stage four. I got a beer gut on me and I wear cut-off sweatpants. Hell I got yeah. big arms and big and a bigger belly. That's why I don't wear sleeves. I got myself a Ford F-50 crew cab out there. Who wants to go in the parking lot and do some tootsies? Mav, how's it feeling about now?
Man, this Virginia girl has probably...
It's Emma.
She's probably broken a few pelvises.
And hearts. Emma, everybody.
Emma.
Excellent.
Emma, Emma, straight from heaven by way of Menomonee, Wisconsin.
By the way, Emma, interesting use of the knee. And I like the move where she sat on your lap facing out and draped her head backwards onto your shoulder.
Yeah, and I will say this about the knees as far as the pros go here. The knee can be used, but used delicately. Once in a while, they get that knee going. It becomes a weapon.
Yeah, it does.
It can be your groin's worst nightmare. A knee can be your groin's best friend. Or it can be its worst
Absolutely.
Nightmare.
The more Sometimes you know. The
when
more
we
you
say, know. Hey, it would be great if you'd get down on your knees, we don't necessarily mean on our scrotums.
Maverick, right. how was that for you?
She was a consummate professional.
All right.
Did you consummate your relationship?
I have to say, I've never gotten a lap dance with 1,000 knuckleheads eyeballing me.
Well, Maverick, right. Do you have wood or not?
It's usually just three Middle Eastern guys that are looking at you when you get your lap dance.
That one gave me a semi.
All right, all right. Well, let's go. We have one more to go. We have one more amateur, so to speak.
Who's oh, my.
This?
How can this be?
Oh,
how
wow.
Hell yeah. Be?
How hot are
hello,
you?
Hello.
Hey, is this Jennifer?
Yes. Hello.
Jennifer, you won a contest to come out here?
You know, it might be a coincidence, but it was at Hooters, and I happen to shake my Hooters very, very well, in my opinion.
So we never spoke to you?
No.
Okay, because I was going to yell at you for not telling us you were hot on the phone.
She looks about 6 feet tall and a lot like that model, Elle McPherson, yes?
Right.
But
yes.
Can I say, you're an amateur, correct?
Yes.
Very much so.
Can I
very
point out so. That these are the first nipples I've seen?
Oh, really?
Yeah, everybody else has had, like, them kind of strapped down or taped down or band-aids. Look at those, baby. You can put an eye out.
What do you do for a living since you're not a pro?
I work in the corporate aviation industry.
Oh, wow.
She flies United.
Sexy.
Ow!
All right, corporate aviation. All right, let's get the dance started. I'll see if I can give a little stripper call for you here.
Nice.
Here we go. Hey, please put your hands together for Jennifer. She works in the corporate aviation world, and I'll tell you something. I got a prop in my pants. Contact! I'm going to give it a spin, baby. I want to show you a little something I call the Blue Baron. Quit your grin and drop your linen, baby. Oh, she's licking on man's neck.
Oh, jeez.
I got to tell you something. I ain't even getting a lap dance, and I'm getting wood. J-State-4, show you appreciate her, folks. Come on, let's hear it out there. Is it getting hot in here, or is that just me? Clean up aisle 5. Yeah, man.
Oh, my God.
Wow, there's no way she doesn't do this for a living.
Yeah. Iceman nowhere to be found, huh, ma'am?
I would not be getting up for the next half hour.
That was amazing. You tell me, how do you know how to do that?
It was the music. I don't know what came over me. I'm sorry.
Okay. Nice job, baby doll.
Have you been to a lot of strip clubs?
Never once. I've been promised, but nobody's
taking me. All right, well, you're going tonight.
I'll take you.
We're going. Wait, I can't. We're going tonight.
I think there's been a new news girl.
And you're going to go see Papa Roach with us. You're going to be around? You hanging in? You're going to be around tomorrow night? Good.
Yeah.
I'm giving the winner. I'm going to go ahead and award a winner, man.
Bro, I think you are like reincarnated as a Siberian tiger. That was nuts, bro.
All right. Don't call the chicks bro, by the way.
And the Siberian tiger in Vegas, that's like the one that bit Roy.
But do you have a boyfriend?
Negative.
What? Do you want the truth or the Vegas truth?
Yeah.
Vegas no truth. Comment.
No
comment.
All right. Wait. Let's be more specific. Do you have a boyfriend in this state?
No, sir.
All right.
Well, then, Mav's your new man.
Road rules.
Jennifer, we'll see you at the Papa Roach concert tomorrow night right here at the Palms, and hopefully see you a little bit later tonight at the strip club.
I'll be honored to party with you later.
All right. You guys can do a jello shot. Tea.
Yes.
The news, baby doll. What's
shocking,
coming up in it?
Shocking American Idol eliminations. I cannot wait to get into this. And your friend John Popper was busted.
Really?
Yes, for a number of things, and it's very surprising.
Oh, sad. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
No. Not that. No, not that.
Please, he's not a pedophile. We'll be back from Las Vegas. T's news coming up. Also, NASCAR driver Kurt Busch. A live version of What Can't Adam Complain About? Ozzie Ray got a movie review. Porn star Minka, number one Asian. Big Boop Queen, the amazing Jonathan, and $50,000. Somebody's going to get a chance to win $50,000. All coming up on the Adam Carolla Show. Now do the show, buddy.
And now, Alcoa presents... Definitely not a Jew on the Adam Carolla Show. Dateline, Las Vegas, Nevada. A 52-year-old man was charged with attempted murder with a deadly weapon, kidnapping, and sexual assault. The attack took place at Our Lady of Las Vegas Church. The suspect is a Catholic priest. Definitely not a Jew.
Well, he may not have been, but I'll tell you someone who is. Teresa Strasser in her news.
Teresa Strasser, the number one Jewish news reporter on this station right now.
Blues Traveler's John Popper got popped by the cops in Spokane, Washington on Tuesday. Here's what happened. He was the passenger in his own car. The driver was going 111 miles per hour. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, police searched the vehicle. When they did, they found some interesting stuff. A little bit of pot.
Yeah.
And a lot of firearms hidden in, hidden, you know, those hidden compartments?
Yes.
Popper's a freak with
He had four rifles, nine handguns, a switchblade, a taser, and night vision goggles.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy. Popper, once when I talked to him, said he had a Civil War cannon in his front yard, and he would fire dogs, cans of dog food, miles into the forest.
Do you know that thing? He looks what, like Pancho Villa that wears the X's of the harmonicas? He has at least four handguns tucked in the back of those at all times on stage.
Yeah, he's a gun nut.
He's a gun nut.
It's weird. You know, every once in a while, a guy who doesn't rap gets into guns. That's fine.
Sure, it happens.
Sure. He's not going through an airport. He's just going 110 miles an hour on the on a dirt road.
You know,
that's
I slow down a bit when I have weed and guns. I just go like 60. It's just me.
Well, that's the whole thing. Are you guys ever do a thing where you're driving down the freeway, you're doing 80, and a guy blows past you at 20 miles an hour faster than you're going, and he has expired tabs,
right,
and his brake lights are out? And you think, is this guy, you know, if this guy gets pulled over, he doesn't have insurance, he probably has some priors, he probably has a suspended license. Like, are you begging to be pulled over? I drove out here and passed 10 cops on the way out to Vegas. How many, what are you going to get, 100 feet in that Impala with a bumper dragging the expired tabs? I mean, it's like... You go, if that guy gets pulled over, he's going to jail. Yes, I do not. I drive with an arsenal in my vehicle, but I drive very slowly.
Yeah, that's what I would do if I had a gun and some weed.
Now let's talk about American Idol. Four people are no longer on the show, and I'm not going to tell you who yet. Let's just do a little recap. Last night, the girls sang. Now, Antonella has been the subject of a lot of controversy, some naked photos online. You guys, what, yay or nay? You like, you hate her? Oh, this is going to get interesting. Okay. Mm-mm. Because she's posed naked on the internet,
exciting stuff.
People have lost sight of a very important fact. She's a crappy singer. Let's take a listen.
Don't you hesitate, girl. Put your record on. Tell me your favorite song.
Keisha, that's no Melinda Doolittle. She's very mediocre.
I know, but to me, she just sounds as bad as everything else that's on the pop stations these days.
Well, for the first time, the controversy finally came up on American Idol about the naked pictures, and Simon actually sort of gave her some props for how she's dealt with it.
You are surrounded by some pretty amazing girl singers. And I don't know how much more you can do, to be honest with you, because I don't think your voice is going to get any better. And, you know, I feel for you, because you've taken a lot of stick in the media. I think you've handled yourself well throughout. Yeah. And I don't think anyone should be put in that situation. I do.
To be fair to her, she is kind of at a disadvantage. She's had her soft palate misshapen by penis.
Right. Is that what happened?
Evidently, look, Teresa.
Yes.
If you never had a penis out of your mouth.
Right.
Could we blame you for not singing like Aretha Franklin?
How am I going to practice?
The fact that she can form sentences. The fact that she can pronounce even nouns and verbs and put together simple sentence structure with the fact that she was born with a penis in her mouth.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
Well, here's
she only takes it out like a retainer to go to bed.
One hour a day.
She doesn't choke. One hour remember, a day.
You remember?
Yes. How could you? Yes. Before you pass judgment, people, how well could you sing with a penis in your mouth? Now, I didn't watch a show. I assume there was a penis in her mouth when she was singing.
Yes. Yes. Of
course. Okay, then. Let's not pass judgment.
That's why we had to replace the first Chris Partridge. Right. He just couldn't sing with a penis in his mouth.
Well, do you guys want? Yes.
Hold on a second.
And that made David Cassidy crazy.
I've been trying to figure out this. I've been trying to do the Partridge Family math.
Oh, I'm sorry. I started
for about
this.
30 years. You had a redhead, a brunette, another redhead, a blonde drummer. How does all this spring forth from the loins of one woman?
It's easy. Shirley Partridge was a whore.
Really? Did not know that.
Yeah, I just thought I'd clear that up for you right
sad.
Now.
I feel sad. It wasn't bad enough that I came up with pros versus hoes. Now this. What's happened to me?
And then when the one kid... went away when the one blonde, when the brunette kid went away, right. The blonde kid came in as if we wouldn't notice.
Dude, when you got away with the Darrens on Bewitched, all doors right. were open.
It was a very, very dangerous precedent. You're right.
It's true, and I used to be Rachel Perry.
Yeah.
Moving on.
I miss those days.
Now, Antonella, you do not take it back.
Antonella, yes.
Take it back.
Take the hawk back.
Antonella.
Yes.
Would you guys be happy if she'd been voted away?
Yeah. Let me say this too. When you vote away Antonella Barba is her name. You not only put her out on the streets, but you put the man whose penis is in her mouth out as right. well. You understand? That's two people without a gig.
Right.
That's two people who won't realize a dream.
We're in Vegas without professionals, and we're on radio. And I figure at best we're going to get a third of the truth anyway. But how many girls in this room have ever, and I need your attention on this, how many girls in this room have ever taken a topless photograph? By applause. There's one.
Shocking.
Two. Three. Oh, okay. Right. Here they start going. There's like eight of them right here.
I'm just glad my mom didn't raise her hand. That would have been uncomfortable.
She raised her legs, which I thought was gross. But, I mean, it's so average now. Why would they disqualify anyone
well,
for it?
Well, like I
and
said.
And God bless you for being honest.
These pictures went a little beyond the topless stuff.
Yes, and by the way, Antonella, gone.
Oh!
No.
America voted her off.
By the way, I didn't really want to care at all. I just wanted to know which chicks took their shirts off.
Yeah. Now, this is surprising. Do you guys know Sundance, the guy with the crazy facial hair? He sang Jeremy. Gone. Yeah.
Really?
Gone?
Shocking, isn't it? He was kind of a front runner. He sang Mustang Sally. He was
great
really
song.
Good in the auditions, and now he's
great
gone. Sabrina, who sang Don't Let Go. Kyle, the phone screener, has it hots for her.
Mm.
She's gone. And Jared. Really good-looking kid. He's saying, if you really love me, and America didn't.
Well, now we're thinning out the herd, and
yes.
Now I can start watching.
By the way, I want to play you a little snippet of the clear front runner, in my opinion. Her name is Melinda. She's saying, I'm a woman, and she was phenomenal.
I'm a woman, W-O-N-A. This old house till it's shining like a dime. Feed my baby, grease my car, and powder my face at the same time. Get all dressed up, go out and swing till 4 a.m. and then.
I think that's the sound of the next American Idol.
I don't want to sound racist, but those Asian chicks can really sing.
You know what's like
American?
As Teresa well knows, I am totally dyslexic. She spells everything for me. So I can't sing I Am Woman. I can't sing that song Divorce.
Right.
It all comes out I Am Toaster when
right.
I try and spell it.
What about 8675309?
I can do numbers.
Do numbers.
Okay, good.
Call Jenny.
Well, here's a number. 48% of men. 48% of men say that they have faked an orgasm. Yes, I know. They've done an online survey of over 9,000 men, and here's why they say they do it. They're tired. They aren't feeling it. They want to get it over with. They want to move on to other things.
And that was just masturbating. How bored do you have to be to fake with Ace Man fake one masturbating?
That's
one.
Like cheating at solitary.
Yeah.
You know?
But have you ever fallen asleep on yourself?
No. Oh, you mean in the, well, there.
I have.
There has been the, there's the one where you drank a little too much and your resolve is good. The mind is willing, but the penis is weak.
Yes.
Never failed to complete the mission.
Really? Never?
Never.
Because you wake up the next day and you have a little moment of sadness with yourself.
Yes, I know.
Well, the men also say that...
48%, so half the men.
Yes, virtually half the men. And you're thinking, how can a guy fake orgasm?
It's easy. I know, I'll tell you, but we'll have to beep it out.
All right.
Okay, if you are in the position
yes.
to do it,
yes.
they will know later, in a few minutes, they will know you didn't really orgasm.
Right.
Right.
This is really dirty, and I really don't mean to offend anybody, but it was brought up. You really want to know?
Yes.
You turn them over...
Yes.
You spit on the small of their back.
I'm still confused.
This is damn
Sir Walter Raleigh, everybody.
I'm
who
sorry,
says chivalry is dead?
I feel like I need a diagram.
All right.
Here's
I feel
thing.
Like you need a Listen, diaphragm.
I'm old-fashioned. I'm a gentleman. I
right.
go with the snot rocket. That's me.
Oh, this is you are a man.
I'm old-fashioned.
This
that
is
way.
Taking a turn. Well, obviously, if you use a condom, it's easy to fake. And when
right.
there's no condom, the men who were surveyed just tell their partners that they only produced a small sample.
Yeah, the ladies know I'm faking when it takes more than 8 minutes.
8 minutes. You are a god to me.
By the way, how many women do you think fake? 82%. Seems like a lot.
Yeah. And I've said this, ladies, and I know because I know how our demo shakes out, we are number one with women who fake their orgasm.
Right.
We don't do well in other demos, but I know we have a lot of ladies here that fake. And ladies, here's the key to faking. Yes, I'm looking at you, Joan Jett, over here.
What's here, I love Joan. That's the chick I love.
Oh, here, that's your type.
That's a badass girl covered in ink. I
Tattoos.
Love her.
Let me tell you how you can not have your man become suspicious if, in fact, you do fake it.
Good.
Every 10th one, don't fake it. Say it just wasn't happening tonight.
Right.
You
right.
know, I saw that special on Discovery Channel
right.
about the conjoined twins.
For
and
me.
I just,
nice.
My
right.
head,
my head's
I'm
not in
stressed
it.
Out at work. Sorry. Just once. About every 8th to 12th one, hold one back. He'll
wow.
never, ever accuse you of cheating
That's
or faking.
You know what? I don't know what the billboards out here look like for Adam, but at home they say American genius, and he didn't prove
Thank
it right
Hold
there.
One back.
Hold one back. That's brilliant.
Keep one in the chamber.
I am making a mental note of that. Now,
yes,
Rosie, who almost everything she says
I'm faking
now
an orgasm right now. When you say Rosie, I got to fake it.
Rosie O'Donnell.
I am gay.
Mm-hmm. Is gay. Mm-hmm. And she spoke out about the Antonella Barber controversies you've probably heard, because if you remember, there was a girl named Frenchie, and she was eliminated
yeah.
by the Idol folks a while back
yes.
and for taking some nude photos professionally,
yeah.
not amateur. And Rosie was saying that that made the folks at Fox racist and weightist because
mm-hmm.
this girl was a bigger girl.
Was she a great big fat person?
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
So that was Rosie's first scandal. Now, by the way, the people at Fox will not let The View use clips from American Idol because they dog them. And now, today, Friday, when you're hearing this, it'll be Friday on The View, Rosie discusses her battle with depression. And here's what she does to beat her depression, which, by the way, she became depressed after the Columbine shooting in 1999.
Oh, boy.
She took it very personally.
Please. I mean, yes, it's sad, but come on. She's just
wow.
looking for an excuse. She has been wrestling with a 6-foot sub for about the last
her personal
years.
Demon is in the form of a sub?
Yes, and now she's losing her battle to depression.
I'm really depressed. Hold the chili.
Here's what she does. She hangs herself upside down for 15 to 30 minutes a day.
By what? A crane?
To deal with depression. Well, apparently she demonstrates on Friday's episode of The View how she hangs herself upside down
yes,
inversion
in
therapy.
In shipbuilding, it's called a gantry crane. It's the crane
right.
they use in the shipyards when they
exactly
have
right.
to pull the command tower from a battleship. I think it holds like 70,000 tons.
You know what would shake my depression?
Hmm. What?
If that sentence were cut in half. Instead of how she hangs upside down, if it just said, this is how Rosie hangs herself, then I would be all right.
Oh.
I'm so over this chick.
All right.
With
well,
an opinion on everything.
One last note on The View. You remember Star Jones. You probably didn't like her much better than you
she
like Rosie.
She was an ass to me.
Was she
yeah.
personally
she was rude to
you?
To my wife. And so I got bad.
Did you?
When you did The View, Star Jones.
She was really rude to my wife. And you know what? I make a lot of mean jokes. I make jokes at people's expense. It's my job, and I don't care. And if I see them and I hurt their feelings, I apologize. She went after my wife dead serious, and I shut that down in a second.
How did she go after Gretchen?
She said, how dare you display your dirty laundry like that? And I said something to the effect of, didn't you sell tickets to that gay guy you married? And that kind of shut her up.
Well, since leaving
she's
The View,
a fat
she's now for the first time doing something she's never done since leaving The View. And I don't mean having sex with her gay husband. I mean, she's got a gig. She's doing a new show now for Court TV. She's going to be a live show, 5 days a week, syndicated. So she's back on the air. Now she's got glasses and a whole new look and a bob hairstyle.
Oh, thank God she's back in front of the camera. Yeah. The most annoying woman on the planet.
Well, would you rather have her or Rosie?
No.
Rosie.
I'd take the pistol. I would, if you said her or Rosie, and you just put a Luger down on the table.
Take the honorable way out.
The honorable way, yes.
I'm taking the honorable way out of the news. I'm Teresa Strasser. That's the news.
Teresa Strasser with the real news.
Yeah.
Dear CNN.
Well, good news, racing fans. Kurt Busch is coming in here next. Uh-oh. Some detractors.
Wow. Shocked.
Some NASCAR fans in here don't like Kurt Busch.
What's not to like?
Well, you see, you have your favorite drivers, and Kurt Busch may have done a little, traded a little paint with your favorite guy. Maybe put him into a wall or two and gone on to win the race, so you got to beef with Kurt Busch.
Right, because when your whole job involves turning left for a living, people take it real seriously.
Kurt Busch is going to be up here next. We'll talk a little NASCAR with great Kurt Busch from Las Vegas next on the Adam Carolla Show.
Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show, live from Las Vegas for Miller Lite's Rockin' Racing Weekend. And now, the driver of the number two Miller Lite car, Kurt Busch, on the Adam Carolla Show.
Good to see you again, Kurt Busch.
Yeah! Good to be back.
First question for you, do you like the ovals or do you like the road courses? You guys will do some road courses throughout the course of the year, right?
Yeah, they only give us two to drive, but I think it's good. It's a good balance to have road courses with the ovals. It breaks up the monotonous part of it.
Yeah, you get to turn right every once in a while. And I assume there's a lot more shifting going on when you do the road courses as well, right?
It is. It's much busier, hard on the brakes, hard on the gas, shifting up and down the hills, so... The road courses, they definitely throw in different twists, and some of the talent that the drivers have shows up as well at the road courses.
Kurt, you know what surprises me a little bit, because I've had the pleasure of driving a NASCAR, that you're not bigger. You're real thin.
Yeah, he's fiery.
The strength it takes to drive those cars, because they say it's one of the most difficult physical sports in the world, that you're not a bigger guy. Does that make you go faster, that you're light?
I got power steering, so I'm good to go.
But what's the size of the average race car driver?
380 pounds.
Yeah, I'm on the thin side, I guess.
Well, do they do that? Because they have so many rules, and they have the restrictor plates, and they have the templates they put on the cars, and they work so hard to keep things even, to keep parity in the racing. But a guy like you, who may be 80 pounds lighter than some of the guys that are a little heavier, if you put 80 pounds of sand in your car, it could make a difference on the back straight, right?
It does help out to stay thin. About 150 is about the best average you can have, because you get that 50-pound weight advantage over some of the other guys.
But right.
We do so much cardio. We sit in the hot sauna on Sundays with 4 hours of sitting in there. It keeps you thin.
Oh, do you? Do you
like
try to sweat it off?
It's in the race car, yeah.
The sauna's the race car, yeah. But you guys have cool suits now, right?
We try. We usually don't stay cool, though.
Now, were you out in Mexico last week doing a race?
I skipped out on that. I only do a couple of the Busch Series races a year.
Is it getting big internationally? Because, you know, for a long time, it was Formula One was huge in Europe, right, and not so big here. NASCAR was huge here and not so big in Europe and other parts of the world. Is it starting to spread out into other parts of the world?
Oh, absolutely. We now race in Mexico. They're having a first race in Canada this next year. NASCAR, it just has the up arrow around it. Everything they're doing is taking it in new directions, and you get drivers from all over the world now.
And I don't know if you'll know this, or maybe Adam will know this, but as I understand it, Formula One car race drivers are the highest paid athletes in the world. That beats your NBA, your NFL. Is that true that they make like $150 million a year in Europe?
once you add up all the endorsements, I mean, Tiger, he gets what he gets from Nike and all the endorsements he has, but the straight out contract, yeah, F1 guys get like $30-40 million a year.
Jeez.
Yeah, like Schumacher, who drove for Ferrari, made the most as a professional athlete a few years ago, and they're gods in Europe, but they can't get arrested out here unless they drive over 55.
I'll show them how.
So, Danny, I feel like you could give people lessons
suppressed
on how to get arrested. So, talking NASCAR, Kurt Busch, by the way, is here. And Kurt's going to be racing in Las Vegas at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway coming up this, what day is it? Sunday?
Sunday.
This Sunday.
All day. Sunday.
What's the season? How many months out of the year are you guys racing? And then what do you do during the off season?
It's ridiculous. We race pretty much from Valentine's Day to Thanksgiving.
So Speaking of Valentine's.
February, yes.
Kurt
yes.
Busch, you recently got married back in June. Congratulations.
Congratulations,
thank you. It was wonderful. My lady is over there.
Does she worry about you?
Whoa.
Obviously, what you do is very dangerous.
Yes, she stresses at a few of the races where we have restrictor plates, where we're all bunched up together all race long. She hates those tracks.
Right, but people, Dale Earnhardt was killed 4 years ago now, three, 4 years ago.
2001.
It was that far back.
Wow.
But there are not that many fatalities and not even as many injuries as you would think. I mean, it's probably more dangerous to play professional football than it is to drive. You don't die playing professional football. But what happened with his injury? Are they blaming it on his fatality, I should say? Is it the equipment that they blame it on, the harness, the seatbelt?
It was a restrictive helmet thing he refused to wear.
You know, the safety innovations that came up after he had his accident have changed our sport. It kept drivers safer. Everybody that jumps in the car now has things implemented from what happened in his accident, whether it was the seatbelts, you know, the restraint on his helmet.
Right.
Everything that we've added to the cars has come from Dale Earnhardt.
Is your Corolla, you may be surprised that I would know this, but news is news. There is a seatbelt, if you will, that comes up out of the back of the seat and connects to the helmet that will stop your head from snapping
forward. I think it attaches to you.
Yes, and he refused to wear it, and that's what they blame for his death.
Well, your forefathers who raced many years ago, the guys originally, this sport was invented by moonshiners.
Right,
invented
exactly.
by guys. You know what really what started this sport was the first time a guy started picking a banjo real fast. Some guy heard it and started driving the ass off his car.
And he only went in a circle?
He just went in a circle, but...
He got away from the revenue.
When you watch these poor guys, first off, they weren't marrying beautiful women like this.
Adorable.
They were making next
adorable.
To nothing. They were having to tow their own cars to the race. There wasn't all the corporate sponsorship. It was dangerous as hell. Guys standing around in the pits smoking. None of the guys are wearing anything except for like Budweiser slacks and stuff. Guys are smoking in the car. Their arms are hanging out. Guys, just the pits in general, when you watch that stuff from the 60s and the 70s, I'm surprised someone wasn't killed on a daily basis.
Oh, it's incredible. You sat on a bench seat and somebody decided they were going to put a bungee cord from the seat to the dash to hold them in the driver's seat instead of sliding across the bench.
Right. Like,
oh, my gosh.
We've come a long way.
Yeah, you duct tape yourself to the seat. You need a pack. This is a 500-mile race. You got a light?
One guy won because he had a headrest and he didn't get tired.
Now, you want to stay awake. This is a long race.
You pace yourself.
What we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and put a couple 5-gallon jugs of gasoline in the back here so you can go ahead and fuel up yourself there. Now, if you're going to ash out the driver's side window because we got the gasoline over on the right side. I mean, that's what it was. That's how they did it. And I think part of it was it's supposed to be dangerous. That's part of the sport.
That's why we get hot chicks.
That's why you get hot chicks. But now you get the money. You get a lot less of the danger. You get the sponsorship, and you get the chicks. Those guys must just be rolling in their graves.
You should just see it out there. You know, we're carrying the sport where we're going with all the corporate sponsors, and yet there's guys that don't have a pension plan or they don't have a retirement. They're the ones that were out there racing for $35 to win. I mean, the sport has come miles from where it used to be.
And your sponsor is, well, let's see, I'm guessing, well, they were here. They were here, Miller Lite, right?
Miller Lite.
Yeah, they had another gig to go to.
I
didn't rent
them.
I don't know if this is a good endorsement or not, Adam. You let me know. I'm an alcoholic. I'd cut off an arm to have a Miller Lite. Is that a good endorsement?
That's a very nice endorsement.
Okay, good.
Yes, I must say I enjoy the Miller Lite.
They had the guy that chewed his arm off on the square table in the Miller Lite commercial.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet.
It worked.
All right, Kurt Busch, give him a round of applause, by the way. He's going to be driving in your hearts this Sunday, 1:30 at the Daimler Chrysler 400 out here in beautiful Las Vegas. We'll be watching him kick some ass in the Miller Lite Mobile. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, a live version of What Can't Adam Complain About? You get your questions ready, and I will complain my ass off next on the Adam Carolla Show.
The Adam Carolla Show, live in Las Vegas. And now, an editorial from Slippery Slope Guy. Today's topic, legalized gambling.
Should people have the freedom to invest their hard-earned money in games of chance? Sure, but it's a slippery slope. The next thing you know, the referees are calling defensive holding on the Rams, and you're into a guy named Sal for 12 large, and you're pimping out your daughter to keep your legs from getting broken, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it.
That was Slippery Slope Guy. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, a little signature bit on the show called What Can't Adam Complain About? As you guys know, and my wife knows even better, I'm a world-class complainer. I can complain about anything. It's probably what got me here today. We are in Las Vegas. We're at the Palms. We're going to do a live round of What Can't Adam Complain About? Now, as you guys can see, no smoke, no mirrors, nothing up my sleeve. You guys will shout out a topic, and I will complain my ass off about it in real time. Teresa, you're out there. You have a microphone?
Yes.
All right. I brought my bell.
Do we have an intro?
Do we? Yes.
Stuff. The world is full of it. And one man has a complaint for it all. This is What Can't Adam Complain About?
First thing I can complain about is producer Angie, because I asked her to get me a coffee 20 minutes ago and apparently it was too tall an order. Where were you going? To Columbia? Where are you getting that guy past the pot of coffee on my way to take a whiz?
I sent intern Kyle, and I haven't seen him since.
All right. Don't send Kyle. I wouldn't send that guy to go. He's at Lummox. He's 700 pounds. His hair and knuckles drag on the ground.
Listen,
all right.
Adam.
Sorry.
Kyle had a very rough night last night.
No kidding.
He went to Scores, and he found out it cost like $300 more than he thought.
Yeah.
And it was rough.
Well, listen, I don't want to tell them how to run their business, but not everyone can afford the champagne room. Perhaps there should be a Budweiser room.
Miller Lite room.
Everyone can't afford the champagne room. That's all I'm saying.
Adam, are you
Thank
ready
you.
To complain?
Yes, I'm ready. Okay, I've primed myself.
I have high hopes for David because he actually MySpaced me and he created the term Crimax to describe some of my encounters.
Interesting.
Crimax, that's nice.
That's what it is. And also a good place to get a used car.
So, David, what can't Adam complain about?
I don't know how Adam could possibly complain about the always hysterical Carrot Top.
Carrot Top.
Wow.
Is he left the room?
Yeah, and I can take him.
He's gone.
Because, like I said, if he chokes me out, I will crap myself and then run to therapy.
Okay, first of all, both of us have beat up Steve-O.
Yes.
So now we need to beat up Carrot Top.
Well, he's next on my list. Carrot Top, I find to be a sad and lonely figure. I thought Carrot Top was going to come on this show, and I was going to do a very in-depth, deep interview with him. Forget about the jokes. Forget about the trunk. Forget about the baby on board, which is a baby duct taped to an ironing board. Forget about all that humor from the 80s. I want to get to the bottom of Carrot Top. I'm going to find out what makes this guy tick. I want to know about the surgeries. I want to know about the makeup. I want to know about the heterosexuality. I want to know about the steroid abuse. I want to know about it all. I got nothing from him. Basically was like humping a hollowed out gourd. It felt good, but it was empty at the end of the night.
Yes. Hollowed out gourd top.
I'm sorry, when you hump a hollowed out gourd, it's empty at the end?
It's full,
okay.
But it leaves
you
emotionally empty.
I know, we learned nothing.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Brennan.
Brennan, what can't Adam complain about?
I want to know how you can't possibly complain about Las Vegas native Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, good one.
Wow.
Kimmel.
Do you need a deep breath?
Best friend and possible some kind of executive thing.
Mr. I don't understand. Network Television, Jimmy Kimmel. You know where Jimmy Kimmel is right now?
Where?
He's in Mexico at a lovely resort, probably banging the bejesus out of the beautiful yet hairy Sarah Silverman. And where am I? Surrounded by Bald Brian and chain-smoking Danny Bonaducci in Las Vegas, trying to stumble my way through a worn-out bit called What Can't Adam Complain About? So, while he puts down another margarita and puts back another chimichanga in the beautiful Mexican sun, I stand here before you, before my drunken horde, before... taking pictures with guys who don't know how to operate their cell phone. No. Taking pictures with guys that are so drunk they're holding their pager up and smiling into it. That's what I do while he lives like a king in Mexico.
And by the way, he said drunken horde, girls.
I said horde. That's right. I thought whores, but I said horde.
Okay, Laura, what can't Adam complain about?
Okay, I don't think you can complain about winning the slots in Vegas.
She said sluts,
right,
not slots.
It.
A lot of people heard whore and slut. Winning the slots. I don't mind the slot machines. I enjoy that concept of feeding money into something that'll never pay me back. But I don't like the people that play the slots. I don't like to see the 65-year-old chick with the cellulite and the veins popping out of your leg who's dragging around an oxygen tank and feeding quarters into a machine that'll never satisfy her. And, yes, I mean, is there anything scarier than seeing the chick pull the oxygen mask off, take another drag off the Moore cigarette, and then put the oxygen mask back on, feeding a bucket of nickels? And by the way, if you can lift 78 pounds worth of nickels, you don't need oxygen. Who knows? Maybe that's a ether tank she's dragging around. I don't mind slot machines. I mind the people who play slot machines.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I don't mean to rate, but ladies and gentlemen, Adam Carolla.
Thank you. Thank you. It's one of those things. It's like guns don't kill people. People kill people. Slot machines don't kill people. It's the people that play them I want to kill.
Now listen, drunken horde.
Yes.
Do you think Adam can possibly complain any better than he already has?
I got more in me. But you know what? It's gut check time. And speaking of guts.
All right. This gentleman is, and I'm a chubby chaser, so God bless you. What's your name?
Cree.
Cree.
You're a bigger fellow, yes?
Yeah, definitely.
What do you do?
I'm a courier for a chain of health clinics.
Hold on a second.
Perfect.
First, the courier part. You going from town to town on a Vespa is not what I picture when I look at you. And then the two things that don't pop into my mind immediately are courier and health clubs. Those are the two things. Now, if you told me you restocked buffets, or you told me you worked at a cattle auction, there's many things you could tell me. Something with computers, I would buy it all. But courier and health clubs are not the things that leap to mind.
I got to tell you, by your physical appearance, and I mean no harm, I just want to say you being a courier for health clinics is me being a runner for a pharmacy.
Right.
It's just not a good idea.
All right. But anyway, you've gone against type.
And you're looking good, man.
You're looking good.
Yes, you're an adorable man. And what can't Adam complain about?
I bet you can't complain about Chris Hansen.
Chris Hansen. From Dateline.
Yes, to catch a predator.
To catch a predator. Wow, it's tough because the man is a hero. And I find myself worshiping the man. And I used to watch him and appreciate his work. Here's a guy, puts away sexual predators, does a very entertaining job. And then I started thinking, geez, he's easy on the eyes.
Oh, no.
He's not a bad-looking man. Yeah, now, listen, I'm no gay, but he's easy on the eyes. And he can turn a phrase. He's very poised. He's very poised. You know, a lot of guys, when they talk to pedophiles, they start chattering. They get nervous. Not him. Silky smooth. Nobody chats up a pedophile like Chris Hansen. I mean, if you're going out, if you're heading out to pick up pedophiles, you bring Chris Hansen with you. He's a magnet. You just catch his cast off. And I found myself, after a couple glasses of Chardonnay, attracted to Chris Hansen. And I thought, wow. What level of a Dante's Hell is this. You're attracted to a guy who busts pedophiles. And again, not as a hero, not as a law enforcement man, but as a man. Period.
Wow. Nice.
I can't blame
Teresa, before we move on, I know this is radio, but we do have a rather substantial live audience.
Yes, we do.
This is something I have noticed, and hopefully you may appreciate it too. When Adam starts to complain, you're going to see about 10 seconds in, his eyes slam shut. And that's when the magic is actually happening.
That's right.
And if you wouldn't mind, for the people at home that don't know, would you shout out a round of applause when you see him go, this is when I got it, and the eyes slam shut. Watch him work.
He goes deep inside to entertain you.
Yes. I'm going to be doing that later with you, T. Yeah.
Not till 37 dates.
All right.
Shut up, Danny.
What can Adam complain about?
Okay, we have a lady. What's your name?
Rachel.
Beautiful blonde with a bob.
Yep.
Yes, adorable. What can't Adam complain about?
How can you complain about lap dances?
Watch his eyes, kids. Watch his eyes.
The lap dance.
There we go.
Yes. All right. The lap dance is fine. It's meant to simulate a relationship, the kind of attention you would never get out in the real world. And it's fine, and it's beautiful. But no matter what happens, you realize you paid the woman. You realize you're in a strip club. You realize cherry pie is blaring in the background. But at a certain point, usually minute 2.5 of that, you realize something is starting to form here. Maybe there's a little spark. You know what? I think I could take her away from this. And then she jumps on top of the sweaty Middle Eastern guy who's stuffing singles into her thong. And you realize you were played like a cheap fiddle. And that's when you begin the killing spree. Thank you.
A tour de force.
Did you guys dig the magic moment? Wasn't the magic moment cool?
Hopefully I'll be going through that ritual over and over again tonight.
By the way,
that was What Can't Adam Complain About?
Speaking of lap dances, I'm still shocked at the pros versus hoes. These girls that had never lap danced before were amazing.
I think I'm looking forward to a future where every young lady knows how to lap dance.
Like instead of home ec.
Yeah. I don't, you know, 30 years ago, there were the pros that were doing the lap dancing. And then when the amateurs did it, I mean, they'd drop an elbow on a guy's groin and send him out.
Yeah.
You know, they'd fracture a femur or something. Now I feel like everybody's got a stripper pole in their bedroom. God bless it. You know, I have a young daughter. Holy crap!
I was going to say that.
Oh, no.
I was going to point that out as the father of a 12-year-old girl.
That's right. We're going to Utah. I'm going to raise her. All right. That's my young son. We need to take a break. Two of my favorite people on the planet, Oswaldo.
Yes.
The hairy short guy from Nicaragua that's floating around here. And my good old buddy Ray is here. They saw Carrot Top's live show. And they're going to do a live Vegas-style review on it next on The Adam Carolla Show.
The Adam Carolla Show, live in Las Vegas. Back to The Adam Carolla Show, live in Las Vegas. It's time to play Guess the Movie Quote with our Nicaraguan movie reviewer, Oswaldo Castillo. Can you guess which movie this famous line is from?
We were somewhere around Bartol in the edge to the desert when the drug began to take a hold.
If you said Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Yeah! We were somewhere around Barstow, on the edge of the desert, when the drugs began to take hold.
You are correct. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
All righty. Well, we have the man to my right, the man I met 15 years ago. Ozzy and I started together building the gym in Pasadena that I later on taught boxing at, where I later on taught Kimmel to box at, which later on got me on TV and on radio.
Wow.
But it was Oswaldo, who does not seem to have a microphone, but is not bothered by that.
No problem.
Yeah, hold on a second. Let's try this.
We got it. No, he's got it.
There we go. There you go, Buckaroo Banzai.
I got it.
Yeah, so I met Ozzy 16 years ago. Ozzy was given to me by Ray over here, who I met 30 years ago.
Woo!
when Ozzie and Ray got into a little beef because he said he owed him money, and the rest was history. Now, we'll get to the review of Carrot Top's show. I like the Jerry Curl look on you, Ozzie.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ladies are going to love that tonight.
You look like the guy from Car Wash. Remember that movie?
Yes.
You look like the guy from Car Wash.
And now every guy from Car Wash. A car wash.
But Adam,
I don't
think a lot of people know that you originally met Jimmy Kimmel because you were training him to box one of these radio fights.
That's exactly right. And Ozzie and I built the gym that I worked at. Now, before we get on with the review, it is Friday. Technically not Friday, but if you hear this, it is Friday to you. Right. And we have brought Crank Yankers back. We're bringing every Friday we play some best of. And one of my favorite Crank Yanker calls of all time, just conceptually, is the one where Jimmy Kimmel and Sarah Silverman ganged up on a guy who worked at an adult bookstore to gaslight him to think, well, it's a long story. I don't want to step on it. Crank Yankers, MTV, new episodes, 10 o'clock, Friday nights. And here is an oldie but a goodie from Jimmy Kimmel and Sarah Silverman.
Castle Mega Store.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good, and yourself?
Good, thanks. You have those pumps for the penis, the suction penis enlarging pumps?
Yeah, we sure do.
You do? That's great. And what are what's the price range on those things?
They range anywhere in price from about $30 up to, for a whole set, probably about $500,
$600, $700. Whoa, whoa, $500, $600, Hold on a second. Hey, Mom, hang up the phone.
I'm sorry.
I'm on the phone. Please hang
up. Who's that? Who is the voice?
Don't worry who it is. Just hang up the phone. I'm on the telephone.
Well, now I have to know.
It's a pizza place. I'm ordering a pizza, okay? Please hang up the phone.
Well, I was making dinner.
I know you're making dinner. I want to order a pizza. Do you mind if I eat a pizza? I'm 35 years old. Thank you. Anyway, $700?
Yeah, the Boston Pump for the...
What's the name of that one?
Boston Pump Works.
And how does that work exactly?
You put your in there. You pump it, the suction.
You know what? If you're not going to get pizza, I'll have pasta.
Hang up the phone.
If you're going to get pizza, I'll have pasta.
Okay, I'll order you pasta. Hang up the phone, please.
Well, what kind?
Jesus Christ. What kind of pasta do you have?
well, we've got lasagna.
They have lasagna. You like lasagna?
No, because it has cheese. What's the tubes?
It's rigatoni or something. You have rigatoni?
Yeah, we sure do.
They got rigatoni, okay? I'll get you a rigatoni.
They got rigatoni.
That's the tubes.
That is the tubes. It's the big tubes. It's the thick ones. You want the penne? Do you have penne?
Yeah, we sure do.
They have penne. Is that what you're looking for, the thin tubes?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Can you hang up, please?
Well, I'd like to have a sauce on the tubes. This is what my son does. He's a patient. What kind of sauces do you have?
We have the marinara sauce and the Alfredo sauce.
They got the marinara and the Alfredo, okay?
That's it? I have two choices?
Yeah, that's all we have.
That's all they have. What do you want?
Marinara?
Please, okay. Marinara, we'll get you an order of the penne with marinara, okay?
The side salad.
All right, thanks. Hang up, Mom.
What?
Hang up. I need to finish giving the order.
Because I wanted a side salad.
Please hang up. Just hang up, okay? Oh, this woman. Thank you for doing that, by the way.
It's not a problem.
I appreciate it. So the penis pump, the Boston pump, it's $700. Is it worth it?
Well, the pieces, you buy the pieces individually.
It's like Legos that you put your into.
Yeah, kind of.
Right. Okay.
I like to prefer, you know, like, it's more of like an erector set.
It's more like a erector set. Okay. It's more like an erection set is what it's like.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah. Can I return this if it doesn't enlarge my penis?
What enlarges your penis?
Hang up the phone.
Is a pizza enlarge your penis? You buy more toys? That you don't have enough under your bed that's in my house?
I told you to hang up the phone. Now hang it up. I'm having a personal call
my
here.
Phone.
Please hang
I'm
up the phone.
Up my phone. What
I pay the phone bill. I pay for my own calls. This man is on the telephone. He's trying to do business. Hang up.
Okay.
You take credit cards?
Yeah, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express.
Okay, I'll be by around 8 then.
All right, you have a good night.
I'll see you then.
Goodbye.
Nice.
Well, that's the majesty of the Crank Yankers, everybody.
They make a magical comedy team.
They really
do. You know what, though? It's the guy that covered a customer's butt, if you will, that made that. The guy that said, with the mom on the phone. What kind of sauce? And he goes, marinara and Alfredo.
Without hesitation.
God bless that guy.
What a mensch. And speaking of good men, we have Ozzy, we have Ray here. It's time for a review, a live Vegas-style review. They saw Carrot Top show. We spared no expense. We pulled out all the stops, and we gave you a huge intro. Let's listen to our new splashy Vegas-style intro.
Yes. Oswaldo.
And Ray.
Tell us about some
Las Vegas shows.
We want to know is
Las Vegas shows.
You have seen. Go ahead, Oswaldo.
And Ray.
All right, Ozzy, what do you have for us, Ray?
Ray and I are reviewing the Carrot Top Show.
Carrot Top Show. Yes.
Carrot Top Show is 1 in 1,000 show in Las Vegas.
It's 1 in what?
1 in 1,000.
1 in 1,000.
1 in 1,000.
What?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
When you watch the show, you see it that different than the other Las Vegas show.
Mm-hmm.
The show is hilarious. Carrot Top make it fun, and they add the other show around to Las Vegas. My favorite part was when Carrot Top made the different celebrities. Michael Jackson was the best.
He does impersonations?
Yeah, a lot of them.
He does a lot of
Elton John, Kiss.
Speak into the mic, Ray.
Elton John, Kiss, Celine Dion.
I didn't know he did impersonations.
He covers everybody on the strip.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry? Michael Jackson was my best.
He was your best.
Yeah.
Huh. He was your best lover thus far, Michael Jackson?
Just say yes.
No.
Okay.
No Jesus juice?
Okay. So he does all the impersonations. And did you enjoy the show?
I wanted to hate him.
You wanted to hate him, but you realize there's a reason why the guy makes $500,000 a week, right?
Yeah, he kind of won me over, eyeliner and everything. I don't think his brows are done, but he's got, like, permanent eyeliner on.
Yeah, that's true.
He's steroid-addled, and he's kind of a beautiful man in a weird way.
Yeah, his eyebrows, after seeing him up close, are sort of a cross between Agnes Moorehead and an Asian madam.
Nicely done.
Thank you. Watch Bewitched. You'll laugh.
That's Mom on Bewitched.
All right, Endora, go ahead.
He's got 7 trunks full of them.
You know what? Why is Michael Jackson in my best?
Yeah. Why?
You know, in the time he make it, he don't make it too much effort. He make it natural. But I find it now, today, you know, he is straight.
He's straight.
Yeah. He has a girlfriend.
And he have a girlfriend in Florida.
Yeah.
Can you?
English, motherfucker, do you guys
I try.
You guys believe that I built with this guy for 10 years. Could you imagine me sending him on a lumber run? Ozzy, I need 5 sheets of 3/4 CDX ply, good one side. 4 sheets of 1/2 inch OSB. I need drywall screws. I need the coarse thread ones, the bugle head ones, 3.5 inch, all right? Give me some duplex nails and give me a keg of 16-penny sinkers, 8-penny sinkers, and let's go with some galvanized finished ones, cup head, make them 6-penny. That's how everyone...
Adam, I have a question.
You gotta make it sound.
If you had to ask Oswaldo 15 years ago for that stuff, or me today... Who would bring back more of the correct things?
Ozzy. I'll tell you the thing about Ozzy. Ozzy always brought home food.
He's a great cook.
Ozzy never stopped cooking and never stopped buying beef. So
good enough.
Danny, by the way, you and Carrot Top, comparable body fat.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Like twins. Food.
Adam, you've often said that of all the construction guys you worked with, Ozzy was by far the best of them.
Best cook. Yes, that's what I said. Best cook.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Ozzy, and by the way, when I come home every day, Ozzy is standing in my entry hall talking to Olga, my maid from Nicaragua. Where's she from?
Guatemala. I am from Nicaragua.
And even though you're speaking a language I don't understand, I know you're making fun of my ass.
Me? Yeah.
Tell me the truth, Ozzy. Do you guys talk about Adam, you and Olga?
I never talked to over Adam, you know. I talked to over the kids, what happened, you know.
And how are the...
It's very busy.
How are the babies, Ozzy?
Oh, very cute and very funny.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. My kids, they're only 9 months old. They think they're in Mexico.
Right.
They open their eyes, and there's Olga, and there's Ozzy, and they want to know who the white guy is who's coming in and paying the bill.
And the interesting part is none of the Mexicans are Mexican.
That's the other thing
Latin
I've learned
people.
From living in Los Angeles. All right.
Latin people.
Let's take it home, Ozzy. Wrap it up. What'd you think overall?
Oh, my God. Oh, did I go to the score?
What?
Take a time, take a time.
What's going on?
How did it leave this reviewer?
Yes.
Oh, no, you know.
He's been drinking.
He's drunk. Hold on, Ozzy, you're drunk, right?
Shut up. Let the reviewer call.
Nice.
Imagine that.
All right, Ray, what'd you think?
I got to give it to him. I mean, hats off to him.
Good show. How much money? Have you won any money?
No, lost.
Lost money?
Down two.
Down two.
But Carrot Top gave me three, so that's why I'm giving a good review.
All right, and what? Down $200.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money for a guy with a Mennonite beard and no job.
Yeah, what's with the Mennonite beard, Ray?
I cultivate it. I'm making it popular.
Any,
you like it, though, Tony.
Yeah, you've been trying to make it popular for 5 years. Hey, have you any stories about Ozzy? Because last time we talked, you were telling people about Ozzy stabbing himself when the cop showed
up. That was bitching.
Perhaps we should warm that story over just one more time.
How about when he stole my car?
You're what?
He stole my car.
All right.
I stole. Remember, I talked to you several times. Ray, no leaving the keys in the car. Somebody stole it. It's okay. It's LA. It's a good area.
Right.
I'll interpret.
And you stole the car. And how long did he keep it for?
A couple of hours. I started crying.
All right. But he didn't really steal your car.
No,
he was teaching you a lesson.
Yeah, exactly.
But when the cop showed up at his place for the domestic dispute and hit him with the taser, that's a little different.
I know they haven't gotten along, but I think having them review movies together has really helped them. Because
we've grown closer.
Yeah, today, this morning, they were at breakfast together. Ozzy took us all out for breakfast.
Really?
You picked up the check for all of us.
So what is
it on your credit card, Ace?
Huevos Rancheros for everyone.
Is it my imagination, or have at least three of the five of us speaking on a microphone been tasered?
I've been tasered.
I've been tasered. He's been tasered.
Ray, have you been tasered?
I can't remember.
Ray, I know for a fact that you were dragged out of a concert
at the
Universal Amphitheater in a chokehold.
Really,
And actually, Ray's been dragged out of two concerts. One was trying to sneak into the Universal Amphitheater in 1980 and dragged out in a chokehold.
Nice.
And the other is when Ray and I went to Perkins Palace in Pasadena to see the Plasmatics. And he wanted to talk about alliteration.
God, I jumped off the second bus.
Wendy
O. Williams was up there. And at a certain point, the guy who was playing the guitar, who was wearing fishnet stockings and short shorts. And the reason I know he was wearing those fishnet stockings is because he had one nut was peeking through the short things and being pushed like a grape through cheesecloth. And we were in the pit. And we saw, at a certain point, they chainsawed a guitar in half, threw it in the audience. Ray grabbed one half. Another punk rocker grabbed the other. They fought. And they both got ejected from the venue, both hanging on to half of the guitar.
Right, because what happens is they forget to cut the strings.
Yes.
And the guitar is still connected.
That's what happened.
I've seen it done. I've been to the Plasma.
All right, Ray, another fine effort on your part. Ozzy.
Thank you so much.
Nice, nice job. Nice
hey,
job.
La Vega!
Yeah.
By the way, Ozzy has a lot of fans here in Vegas. Yes, you guys love Ozzy.
Thank you so much! La Vega!
He's like a drinking mascot. Oh, speaking of fans, porn star Minka. Minka, where are you, sweetie pea? Number one Asian big boob queen. I have been trying to be reunited with this woman ever since we ran into each other at a strip club out here many, many years ago.
Who's number one?
And I got her on Love Line. Minka, would you come? Minka, come out here, please, and just show the crowd. Hey,
Minka.
Hey, Mike August, when I yell the name of the goddamn person, please stop talking to them and let... Yes, Minka, everybody. Yes, say hi, Minka.
Give him a profile.
How are you?
Say number one Asian big boob queen.
Yes, I am.
Yes, but repeat the sentence, please.
What did you say?
Okay, you and Ozzy need to get in the room.
Yeah. Real quick.
Number one Asian big boob queen.
What nationality is Minka?
Number one Asian big
poop queen.
No kidding.
Yes. All right. We need to take a break. We'll be back with Minka, the number one Asian big poop queen, next on the Adam Carolla Show.
Thank you so much.
The Adam Carolla Show, live in Las Vegas. Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show, live in Las Vegas. And now, Adam explains to 1780s guy, lap dances.
So, for the price of what we paid for Manhattan, a harlot will promenade in your presence for 2 minutes and 25 seconds?
Sometimes less.
That was Adam Explains Lap Dances to 1780s guy. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, who says dreams don't come true? Minka, the number one Asian big boob queen, is here.
How are you?
Good. I'm good now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been waiting.
I discovered Minka about 10 years ago when I was perusing the Asian porn section at the local porn house and said, who is this magnificent creature? Minka, what is
Who's
your...
number one?
Minka is. What is your measurements, Minka?
55.
Into the microphone there, please. 55, yes.
Still growing.
Still growing?
Yeah, sure.
And Minka, what about your waist?
25.
Yeah. Minka, if you could just pretend that that microphone is a unit and get right into it, that would help us.
There you go.
Hold on. 55, 25.
Mm-hmm. And
almost nothing.
So small.
She has nothing. Again, like I said, it's she's built like a space needle.
And what cup size are you, if that even is a cup size anymore?
This is not a cup. This is...
It's a saucer.
A chalice?
A silly string. This is not
right.
A plant.
Hey, Minka, remember the part where we're going to talk in the microphone?
Yes.
Yeah. We're
it's confusing,
still on.
Though, because I'm on the other side.
All right, I'll lower it a little
bit. It's not even
Minka.
A double D. It's way beyond that.
No. There's a real size of an F. I don't know if you know that. It's a real size of an F.
Yes. And now Minka has an interesting story. Minka, could you please stand up to at least show the partisan crowd what we're talking about here, please? Yes. Yeah, go ahead. This is why she's the number one, not the number two, not in the top five of Asian big boob queens.
And I would just like to point out they're 100% natural.
1,000% natural.
I've never seen breasts that big in my life.
Thank you. I mean, oh. Minka, tell us about your tale. You're from Seoul, South Korea, right?
Yes.
And you came here to be the number one Asian big boob queen of America?
No, that time I was tennis player.
Tennis?
Yeah.
She was a tennis pro, and you came here at what age?
19.
I like when Minka cracks herself up.
That is funny. She was 19.
Minka, you came here at 19,
mm-hmm.
And your boobs traveled carry-on, or you had to check those?
I carried it.
Carried the boobs on, put them in the overhead storage, and you came out here at 19 to be a professional tennis player or to teach tennis to young people.
I teach tennis. Yeah. I was the instructor.
Her racket is still hitting balls. That's all I'm saying.
She puts the rack in racket.
Yes. I imagine you didn't have quite the same rack back then.
What did you say?
Your breasts. They weren't as big as they are now, right?
Half a size.
Half.
But still very big.
Still very big. I mean, very big. Right.
I never thought I found Carrot Top so interesting.
So you were a D cup when you came here to the United States.
Carrot Top, all of a sudden, dwarfy down.
36WD.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And you taught tennis. Now, what happened? What led you down the road of adult movies? How did you get into the business?
My friend of mine, Korean doctor, she's a plastic surgery doctor in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, that time I play Asian game in the Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And then after the game, we won, and then we taking shower, she and I.
Playing tennis.
No, after the, we sweating.
After
so
you're sweating.
Yeah. After the game.
After the game, now right. You're playing, you say the game, you mean after playing
the
tennis.
Game.
The tennis game, right.
And then we went to locker room, we shower.
Uh-huh.
And then she saw me, and then she saw my body, and then she said, why are you teaching tennis? Just you're going to make a lot of money.
You can do porno, make more money.
I don't even know that time porno, only I get it into magazine.
You don't know what it is. Yeah,
Adam, don't you remember the last time you went to your doctor and they said, you said, you know, I've got this little congestion, and they said, why don't you do porno for a living?
If I had a nickel for every time my doctor said that. As a matter of fact, we have a pediatrician now who's suggesting porno for my 9-month-old daughter.
For Sonny?
Yeah, Sonny's going to, well, gay stuff for Sonny. Yeah, that doesn't pay as well, dude. Straight gay. That's what it's going to sound like. Sonny, the bottom. So, Minka, you then get into the photo, you start doing modeling, and then that leads to the movies. Now, I've seen some of your movies, probably several hundred thousand hours of your movies. It seems to me that you're not as into it as a lot of the other ladies. Like, I've seen you and Ron Jeremy work together. You don't seem to be a fan of Ron Jeremy's.
Minka, do you like having sex with Ron Jeremy?
Yeah,
he's
a very nice guy.
She's not that good an actress. Her face doesn't lie. And don't get me wrong, I like that. When I'm watching a porno movie, I don't like the false enthusiasm.
Right, sure.
I like the one that looks like she's just there for the money.
I don't even like it in real sex. When you're having sex with a girl, at least when I am, and she's going, oh, I know she's lying. I'm not that good.
Yeah, I'm with the one who's checking her watch, looking at her day planner.
No, but I like it.
You do?
Yeah.
Wait, Minka, are you married or do you have a boyfriend?
I'm not
like
married.
That guy right there.
He's my manager.
Oh, your manager.
Your manager, right. But he's actually done some movies with you in the past as well.
Uh-huh.
Because I recognize his penis.
Really?
Yes. He doesn't look like the porn star type.
No,
I know.
No
he
offense.
Looks like my accountant.
But you're a tiny little dude. How did she not break your spine?
You're like giving him my W-2s.
She was gentle with him. Yeah. So you enjoy doing the movies. You enjoy working.
Yes.
No, you don't. I can tell you. You got to tell that to your face, Minka. Whenever I see that movie, I think, oh, Minka can't stand Ron Jeremy. She hates this. She probably wishes she was back at Seoul teaching tennis.
Do you still play tennis at all, Minka?
I knew I was right.
Do you still play? Every day. Is it hard with those boobs?
I can fly all over the tennis court.
No, it is hard with those boobs, at least for me.
Yes.
I saw Minka in the gym today. We worked out together.
Really?
Yeah, I see.
Now, how did you know it was Minka? It could have been any Korean woman with triple F knockers.
I didn't really see her. She just came up to me and asked me, didn't I see you in the gym today? I really work when I work.
No kidding. Wow, you got focus on it, didn't you?
I've got a question for
you
Minka.
You shoot yourself up with enough roids that could kill you. You pay attention when you're working out.
Minka, is there any chance that you would ever think about having your breasts reduced?
Not really. There's one thing I don't like. You know, the scar.
Right.
You don't like the scar.
I don't like a scar. Mm-hmm.
My wife had her breast done through her belly button and left no scar at all.
Yeah, so Minka, I feel
maybe
like
maybe make the little smaller.
Yeah, you need to
be tired.
You couldn't get those in through your belly button. You need a manhole to get those boobs through.
Funnily enough, she has a manhole.
Yep, it's the name of her one of her releases out. By the way, Minka, you can go to MinkaXXX.com. If you're near a computer and you want to see what Minka looks like, please back me up. I am not exaggerating.
She's one of a kind.
When I say she is absolutely one of a kind, Minka.
Who's number one?
Minka is. Minka, I love it when you used to say, Minka, don't play tennis no more.
I love it.
You still play tennis?
I'm your champion in Las Vegas.
You're the
really?
World champion. Minka is going to be on tour in Detroit, Hawaii, Tampa, and is going to be in actually Tampa and May. Actually, just a revision here. She will be in Detroit. Her boobs will be in Tampa. Minka, everyone. Number one Asian big boob queen. Go to MinkaXXX.com. Thank you, my dear.
Thank you.
We will show the audience one more time, just the bra, just for the ones that were going to the bathroom. Just give them a shot of the rack. I don't know if we have any laws here in Las Vegas. I don't see what. There you go, everyone.
My God.
Now look at the waist.
I know, that's amazing.
She probably has a 22-inch waist.
Oh, what a great country we're living in. Take that, Saul.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more of the Adam Carolla Show from Las Vegas next.
The Adam Carolla Show, live in Las Vegas.
Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show, live from the Palms Hotel in Las Vegas. Special thanks to Sounds of Tequila, TravelWorm.com, Subaru, and Miller Lite. Still coming up, Carolette. One spin of roulette wheel, one lucky listener, and a chance of $50,000. Let's get back to Adam, Danny, and Teresa on the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, Inca, 55 double K. So she says, and still growing. Although I've stopped growing. I'm in my refractory period now. Yes.
Her grasp of the English language amuses me. I was just going to ask her, but I didn't want to be rude. I was just going to go, Minka, so are you a fire truck? And just watch her ponder for a moment. I don't think she has quite the grasp of the language I thought she did.
Well, look, when you have jugs that big, first off, she is bilingual. Her right boob and her left boob. You don't have, look, you only have to grunt when you have cans that big. It's amazing that she speaks a language and a half.
What's Carrot Top's excuse?
That's a good point.
Nice.
She's got pretty big pecs, too. All right, that is Minka, number one Asian big boob queen. We're out here in Las Vegas. And the amazing Jonathan is coming up. Also, we're going to do our spin for a chance to win $50,000 coming up in a couple of few. Somebody here could win it. But first, since it's Friday and Crank Yankers is back on MTV2, I thought we'd play some oldies but goodies. First one up, people remember me and Dr. Drew doing Loveline for all those years.
Who?
This is us doing a Crank Yanker call explaining that we needed to record some Crank Yanker, some Loveline calls, I should say, and bank them for the... I think it was for the winter vacation, for the Christmas vacation. So we did a little coaching. This is Adam and Drew doing a Loveline Crank Yanker call.
Hello?
John?
Yes.
John, this is Adam Carolla.
How you doing, Adam?
It's Dr. Drew, too.
Hey, Dr. Drew.
John, I'll tell you what we're doing and why we're calling. We're banking some phone calls for the best of shows that we run over the holidays.
So
we'll just do the call same way we normally do. And you just jump in with your problem, and we'll just take it from there.
All right.
Roll tape. John, you're 21. Welcome to Loveline. Hey, what's your problem?
About 2 weeks ago, my girlfriend and I decided we're going to get married. Everybody was fine with it except for my mother, and she's going crazy about it. And
what's the problem she has?
She can't believe that I'm only 21 and I'm already getting married.
Stop tape. It'd be great if there was a bigger problem. It'd be great if there was something like drugs,
alcohol, pot, heroin.
You know what I mean?
Well,
we're doing best stuff.
Here we go.
Oh, okay.
All right. Let's take it from Drew, ask him if there's any other problems. We'll splice it together.
There you go.
Roll tape.
So, John, anything else going on in your life that your mom might be concerned with that she wants you sort of sort out before you get married?
It started about 3 years ago.
What'd you do?
Did a little bit of LSD, and then we started doing a little bit of speed.
A little bit of speed. That's what I thought. God knows what he did to get the money for the drugs, Drew.
Oh.
You know what
I'm saying? No, it never went that far.
Stop tape. John?
Yeah.
I think turning tricks, male prostitution, something like that.
Yeah.
Roll tape. John, you must have had to do some horrific things in order to feed that drug habit of yours, in order to get the money, yes?
Yeah, I moved to Atlanta and started working there as a male escort.
A prostitute. And escorting men or women?
Women. No men. I mean...
Stop tape.
Come on. Women do not use male escorts. They just don't.
Let's just pick it up again. Escorting women or men?
Both. You know, I had to do the God thing every now and then.
Stop tape. Just men. Believe me, it's a more provocative call.
Straight men?
No, not straight men.
Straight men.
Gay men. Okay, ready? Escort for women or for men?
For males.
Males.
Oh, yeah.
And how many men would you see in an evening?
Maybe 3 or 4.
Oh my God.
Enough to support the habit. Put a little food in my mouth.
You had more than food in your mouth, brother.
Hey, were you the receptive partner or the pitcher?
Oh. More often the giver than the taker.
Stop tape. John?
Yes.
If you were the taker more often, it would probably be more provocative for our listeners. All right, keep going. So, giver or taker?
I was a taker.
That's what I figured. Ever any bleeding from the
Yeah, there came a few problems.
John, are you in a diaper right now?
I've moved out of the diapers. I've gone to more, these panty liners down there now.
Yeah. I'm disgusted.
Yeah, me too. John, you're horrible, horrible man. You sicken me.
I mean, God.
Excuse me, I've got to go. I'm going to vomit.
You made Drew vomit for the first time ever.
Really? On the show? Oh, great.
Thanks, John.
Thanks for trying to help.
Good luck.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's as good as the marinara sauce.
Well,
for
we
sure.
shaped him a little bit.
Yeah.
I love the fact how he clung to his heterosexuality. He was an escort, then he just worked with women, then he worked with men and women, then he was a top, and eventually got down.
15 seconds more, animals.
It's satisfying to hear Dr. Drew, who's so straight-laced, going along with this.
Oh, Drew had a great sense of humor.
Yeah, well, get out there.
Yeah, he told like 5 jokes in the 11 years we worked together. So what is that? Like,
and you
5
wrote
eighths
all
of a
them.
Joke a year?
Right.
Yeah. All right, our next one, MTV2, Friday nights, 10 o'clock. That's tonight. Crank Yankers back on the air. We're dipping into our vaults. Here's one that put Crank Yankers on the map. This is Special Ed. Any Special Ed fans out there? This is the famous Special Ed booking his trip to Hawaii.
Ah, classic.
Thanks for calling E1 Travel. This is Jim.
I want to go to Hawaii. Yay! Yay! I want to go to Hawaii.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yay.
I do too.
I want to go to Hawaii. Yay!
When you want to go?
I want to go to Hawaii. Yay! 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 I want to go to Hawaii.
Okay, if you walk out the door, there's probably someone going to pick you up pretty quick.
Good, I want to go to Hawaii. Yay! Yay, I want to go to Hawaii.
When you want to go?
I want to go to Hawaii. Yay! Yay!
Okay.
It's going to be great. I want to go to Hawaii.
Great. You can pick your time anytime you want to go.
I want to go to Hawaii. I want to go to Hawaii. Yay! Yay!
Okay. Is that all you got to say?
Yay! Yay!
Okay. Well, pick out your dates and we'll get you there.
I want to go to Hawaii.
Give me a call back.
I want to go to Hawaii.
All right, bye-bye.
I want to go to Hawaii. Yay! Yay!
Jim Florentine.
Wow.
What a genius. When he's not playing a retarded guy, he's belching into the phone.
Yeah, the man's a talent.
He's the Yasha Heifetz of burps.
He's a bona fide talent. And speaking of talents, I don't like to blow my own horn, mainly because I can't reach it. Lord knows I've tried.
I did
a little character called Mr. Burcham.
Yeah!
And here's an oldie but a goodie, a Crank Yanker call. This is Mr. Burcham calling, I believe, a YMCA on behalf of his conjoined twins.
This is Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. My name's Burcham.
Hi.
Hi there. You have a swimming program for kids?
It's for people 15 and older.
Mm-hmm. I might be able to beat you on a technicality here. My kids are conjoined. They're Siamese.
Uh-huh.
And they're 8 years old.
Uh-huh.
So their combined age is 16.
Yep.
And I think we got you now because we beat the 15 cutoff there.
Okay.
They're performers. They perform in the circus. They don't know how to swim, and it's important to me that they stay alive.
Uh-huh.
They're my source of income.
Uh-huh.
Oh, geez.
Do they do mouth-to-mouth? The mouth resuscitation?
I'm not sure if they would allow them to swim because they're combined age.
You ever deal with conjoined twins?
No, sir.
No, you have not. But they're just like you and me.
Well, I'm not, sir. I'm not saying that they're not like us.
No, they're just like if they crazy glued you and me together.
Yes, sir, I understand
They're exactly the same. When you see the smiles on these kids' faces, you will light up because they light up a room. They light it up, baby.
Yes, sir.
All right.
If you can get the okay from the director, you know, you're more than welcome to bring them in.
But, Ashley, you're going to do what everyone has done to these kids their whole lives. You're going to pass them off. They're going to get some bureaucrat or some answering machine. And then the only water they'll feel on their body is their own tears as it rolls down their conjoined chest.
Oh, my God.
Sir, let me just tell you something
Thank you. Real quick.
I'm a social work major.
Mm-hmm.
I totally understand where you're coming from.
You have conjoined twins yourself?
know that
no,
I've worked.
No, you don't. Then you don't understand. You don't know what it's like to grow up with Tweedledee and Tweedledum. You don't understand the pain. You don't know what I've been through. I'm a veteran. I'm an American. And I don't deserve this.
Well, I know that.
Oh.
I'm not at all saying that you don't. I know you need a pull for them to be in.
I'm sorry, miss. I've been under a lot of pressure.
I understand that.
They wanted bunk beds this year. Maybe get them two lower ones.
I know. It's very difficult.
One of them loves macaroni and cheese. The other one is lactose intolerant. Imagine what that's like every day.
I can't imagine because I've never dealt with it.
All right, I'm going to bring the kids by and dump them in the pool.
Okay.
I'll see you.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Corolla.
Yes.
Don't you ever worry about burning in hell?
Geez, you know, I should have. I had twins 9 months ago, and I probably should. You know, if there was a God, they would have come out conjoined.
True.
And not just conjoined, but in a 69 position.
That girl could not have been more sensitive and loving.
She was a social work major.
Hold on, I'm now in love with my new conjoined position.
I just blocked that out of my mind. Son
hit puberty.
No.
You will stop complaining immediately. All right, that is disgusting. Speaking of disgusting, the amazing Jonathan. He's coming up next. I love this cat.
I hope he'll be a fraction as forthcoming as Minka and Carrot Top have been this evening.
I can tell you right now, I will put money down that the amazing Jonathan delivers. I will put money up.
He is where the smart money is at in Vegas. The amazing Jonathan next on The Adam Carolla Show.
The Adam Carolla Show, live in Las Vegas.
And now, Alcoa presents Definitely Not a Jew on The Adam Carolla Show. Dateline, Las Vegas, Nevada. A woman is accused of allowing her 2-year-old daughter to starve to death. The child was found inside the family's mobile home, which was filled with broken glass, rotting food, and animal feces. Definitely not a Jew!
We're here in Las Vegas. The amazing Jonathan evidently has made himself disappear. So when he reappears, we will bring him on this show. But that's all right. We have a drunken Teresa Strasser, who did not plan on doing a later newscast, by the way, and has had 3 Jamesons. Doing 2.5 Jamesons, doing the news. So, without any further ado, Teresa Strasser and the news.
Teresa Strasser, the number one Jewish news reporter on this station right now.
This truly is a Jew-ass stunt. I try to do the news after 2 Jamesons.
Yes, it is.
I think I can do it.
Of course you can do it, for God's sake. You're a pro.
Music news.
Ah.
Yes, the long-awaited Van Halen reunion tour. Perhaps some of you had intended on going to this tour. Well, you will not be, because this just in, Eddie Van Halen has checked into rehab. Yes. He will not be joining the band, and they're going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on Monday. He will not be there for that, because he will be in alcohol-related rehab.
Wait.
You can't play rock guitar because you're drinking?
First of all, that's not even the point. You pay a keeper. You go to rehab and you say, listen, I have to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They cost $77 an hour. They stand right next to you. They walk you in. You do your thing. You walk back. You take a drug test and everything's fine.
Really?
There's no reason he can't show up.
That's right. Danny has a keeper. Who do you think injected roids into his ass?
Yeah, right. You don't think I can do that with my hands, do you?
By the way, you know who needs a keeper? Program director Jack Silver got his hands all over a redhead.
Look out, Jack Silver.
I wish you'd stop touching me.
He's got a swerve on.
Harry Potter's retarded cousin.
Well, he says he wants to give 110% to his fans. Now, We've talked a lot about Anna Nicole Smith. It took 22 days to bury the body of Anna Nicole Smith, while James Brown is still above ground.
James Brown has been above ground so long that he just announced a concert tour. He's well, now reanimated and back on tour.
Unfortunately,
he has changed his name to James Gray.
It's been 73 days. He died. That's right. He died on Christmas. And he is not buried. He cannot get up. He cannot get on up. He's dead.
He's not up on the good foot.
Here's the problem.
Listen, I feel like the blacks do almost everything better than we do.
Yes.
You know, we do this, they do it one up. We bury a white person after 21 days
they
above the ground. They go 73 days.
That's absolutely right.
Come on, blacks. Quit being the one-uppers.
Although the issues are similar because they need DNA samples. His trustees want DNA samples to be taken because a lot of people are claiming to be descendants of the Godfather of Soul. So he is still not buried. Died on Christmas.
Hold on, a soul singer with multiple children he's unaware of?
I know.
Unbelievable.
Shocking. Okay. Let's talk about American Idol.
Oh, yes.
Some finally. Folks were voted off. Some folks remain. Let's listen to Aunt Nella. She sang a song called Put Your Records On. I'll let you judge for yourselves.
Don't hesitate, girl, put your records on. Tell me your favorite song.
I'm going to cut to the chase. America didn't care for that. They don't care for her. She's gone.
Wow.
Yes, so is...
You know, let me tell you what's happening here.
Goodbye.
The only people that vote for American Idol are chicks and gays.
Right.
There's no straight man in America that picks up a phone or a text message and votes for someone on American Idol.
Really?
Am I right? Yeah.
No straight man in here has ever voted once.
Okay. You see this guy in the sleeveless plaid with the tats?
Yes.
You ever voted on American Idol?
No.
I didn't think so.
He's been featured on America's Most Wanted, but he's never voted
right.
on American Idol. And here's my point. We keep saying, why did they, when they voted out the fat chick and they left the gay guy, they voted out the hot chick and they left the whatever. When the hot chick who has pictures of her performing oral on the internet gets voted out, that's how you know it's just chicks and gay guys voting.
Well,
I'm wondering real quick, under which category does Ryan Seacrest vote?
Ooh. Wow. Playing with the boys, everybody.
I think he does an excellent job.
Really, seriously, is there a straight man in America over the age of 14 who has voted on American Idol?
No. Of course not.
I vote, but not yet. I only vote when it gets to the final four.
No. Do you really vote?
Yeah, I do. Let's not talk. That's the Jamesons talking.
You're the news person.
I know. I shouldn't. I wouldn't tell you who I voted for because, you know, I try to remain objective. Thank you.
Her cat dials the phone while she cries into her brandy snifter.
No, I cry into my Lean Cuisine.
Thank you.
Don't cry!
Now, Antonella Barba does have some exciting offers in her future. Joe Francis.
Yeah.
Girls Gone Wild scumbag, Joe Francis. I mean, guy, producer.
How dare you call an American pioneer who films drunk chicks with their shirts off and then sells it on the internet
as a
what did you call him?
A scumbag.
How dare you?
My God, I know. He is the Benjamin Franklin of boobs.
You're right.
That's right.
I know.
Get on your knees, scumbag.
Well, he's offered her $250,000 to join the Girls Gone Wild family and serve as a celebrity host. And she has another offer. This is just in. She's been offered $500,000. From Sugar DVD, do you know those guys that are like the Netflix of porn?
Let me say this. I made a living for many years off reading people. I see somebody, I size them up. I saw pictures of her with a penis in her mouth, and I thought that's not the kind of girl that would stoop this low.
Right.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
It was hard to tell with the penis, but I would hold my hand over the penis, and I would really examine her face and think to myself, no. She's not the kind that would do this.
That's why they call it the Adam Carolla Show.
Thank you.
That kind of talent.
Sundance is also gone. He sang Jeremy, Sabrina, gone, don't let go. And Jared, If You Really Love Me, gone. And I don't really remember him, which is probably why he's gone.
Good.
Now, Heather Mills, as you know, is...
But you know the difference? And listen, all you hot chicks out there who are always crying me a river. The difference between being a hot chick and a fat dude is when the hot chick gets voted off American Idol, somebody gives her $200,000 to pull her shirt over her head. When the fat guy with the weird facial hair gets voted off, somebody hands him a mop.
and says, hey, fatty, get to work.
Okay, Heather
Use
Mills.
Use the bag you're supposed to have on your face, fatty!
who, as you know, is in the midst of an ugly divorce with Paul McCartney. Here's the latest, as being reported by the British tabloids. She requires a certain amount of money per day to retain the lifestyle to which she has become accustomed. How much spousal support does she want from Paul McCartney?
Per month?
Per day.
Per day?
$30,000 a day.
Oh, my goodness. $30,000
a day?
That's
I'm talking
my
about
guess.
One day.
That's my guess.
All right.
Adam?
I'm going lower. I'm going 15.
$20,000
a day.
That's $7.3 million a year, according to the British tabloids, that she requires.
How old is she?
You know, I think she's
like
in her
37
late 30s.
Or
okay,
something
she's 37.
That.
She was married to this cat for 4 years. How'd she get so used to 20 grand a day?
It happens quickly.
But that's the thing I don't understand about divorce. Look, life is a series of you getting used to living in the presidential suite for a few days and then you checking out of
right.
the hotel.
Right. Exactly.
It means when you have a great job, you drive a Mercedes, and then when you have a crappy job, you drive a Toyota or vice versa.
Right.
What's this part divorce where you have to guarantee a lifestyle?
All right, this chick married Paul McCartney, obviously for his money and the fame, which makes her, in my opinion, one of the worst people ever. So here's my question. Since she's already missing a leg,
yes.
If he were to kill her,
right.
Does he get the same punishment as if he killed a person with both legs, or does he get less?
Interesting. You mean... Yeah, because...
He didn't kill a whole person. He killed three quarters.
Right, but how can you categorically hate her when she did work for landmines? I mean, I'd like to categorically hate her, too, but she's not totally bad.
Oh, yeah, but every hot chick goes out there. And by the way, is it a big deal if you're out there walking through landmine-infested territory and one leg is made of rubber? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's no big deal. All right, Def Rat Guy's being escorted, by the way. Def Rat Guy, here are your two choices. Say something or get the F off stage, but don't just stand in front of me for 20 minutes.
Def Rat Guy. He won $30
He won $30 at the slots, everybody.
Thank you for breaking in the news.
Breaking news, everybody.
You know what?
Now,
he never got to hear the jingle of the mic coming out.
It's sad. Here's a story out of Indiana, Gary, Indiana. A 28-year-old was in the jail there, in Gary City Jail. He got arrested for robbery. This is a small man, about 130 pounds. Danny, how much do you weigh about?
About 165.
So imagine him minus some.
Right.
And then...
Well done.
Thanks. Good
at math. Teresa, you're drunk.
No, really? This is two Jamesons in 5 hours. I'm fine.
Right.
So the police turn their backs...
And a Quaalude.
The police turn their backs, and he managed to escape from his jail cell. How? He slid through the food tray slot because he was so slender at above 30.
I'm 5'6". He must have been 7 feet tall and 130 pounds.
He slid through and he managed to find some clothes and get dressed. And he might have gotten out of the jail, except he couldn't find the door. The cops tracked him down and locked him back up. Now he faces up to 28 years in prison if convicted.
Well, here's the thing. If you're small enough to fit through the food tray slot in the prison, I'm not worried about you being out on the street.
Yeah, I'm afraid.
I'm worried about
do?
The 300-pound brothers that are 6'8", not the guys who can fit through the food tray slot. You show me a guy who's trying to carjack me who got out of the joint by sneaking through a mail slot or through between the bars or through the... I'll handle that guy.
You got that one?
Yes. As a matter of fact, if I ran a prison, that's what I'd do. I'd put a food tray slot in the front of everything and I'd go, put a sign over it. You make it through here, you run to freedom, midget. We won't chase you. We'll chase you with a BB gun.
Now, here's some news about the news. I don't know if you watch Katie Couric. She does the evening news on CBS.
Sure.
She hasn't been doing that well.
Yeah,
in fact,
she's tanking.
Yes, she's tanking. She's
True that, peeps.
Mm-hmm.
She was testing out various sign-offs when she came up with True that, peeps.
Right.
Which she did not stick with. She's in last place, and it's the lowest-rated newscast of all the three major networks. But she says, quote, I've never really obsessed over ratings. I want to turn out a quality newscast. I do try to keep it in perspective because it would eat me alive. Mm-hmm. That's what she says. There's a big shakeup over there with producers and such. They're trying to save the show. And I don't know if it's just going to take time or if maybe she wasn't cut out to be an evening anchor.
Well, now she gets paid the same as everyone else. She doesn't get paid the 75 cents to the dollar that everyone else
gets,
right?
No, she gets paid a fortune.
Yeah.
She gets paid. She's one of the top dollars.
Let me ask the lady something here. You guys, I never quite figured this one out. You guys, they say that women get paid 75 cents to our dollar.
Right.
Are you guys mad because you're getting paid less or because you're getting paid in change? I've never really, because if I got paid with a bucket of change every Friday, I'd be PO'd. I think it's actually both. I would say both.
I'd feel like a tramp if I got paid in quarters.
Jack Silver pays Therese every week. He uses a change belt like the ice cream man.
Yeah, I don't. Sometimes I don't appreciate it when he tries to put my check in my G-string. Feels demeaning.
You got to understand, when Jack Silver gives money to a woman, he's usually at a strip club.
I mean, our boss, our program director, is making out with what appears to be a stripper in our midst right here.
That's right. She's in his midst.
Right.
Yes, conduct unbecoming and yet slightly becoming.
Yeah, I'll not make a joke. All right,
thank you.
Yes, I'm Teresa Strasser. And that was the only half-drunken news.
Teresa Strasser.
Yeah.
The real news. QCNN.
Nice job, baby doll.
Nice
good
job.
News for all you fans of comedy, magic, and entertainment in general. The amazing Jonathan is here.
Oh, good.
In our midst. And we'll be appearing here on the stage at the Palms in Las Vegas next on The Adam Carolla Show.
The Adam Carolla Show, live in Las Vegas. Welcome back to The Adam Carolla Show, live in Las Vegas. And now, Adam explains to 1780s guy, strip clubs.
Does it not vex the gentleman to have his purse emptied and his balls made blue?
I don't... Yeah.
That was Adam Explains Strip Clubs to 1780s Guy. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, we will be pulling a name out of the hopper in a little bit. About 9 minutes. Someone's going to get a chance to go for $50,000. But first, the amazing Jonathan, put your hands together. I don't like many magicians, but the amazing Jonathan is, well, not that.
Yeah,
something more than a magician.
Why don't you like many magicians? Did you have a bad experience with one of them?
No, I've just a lot of preening and posing and sawing people in half. I realize I did see a magic show in Vegas many years ago, and I found it to be a very antisocial experience. I'll do no talking, and then I'm going to saw this chick in half at the end.
Well, the difference is when I saw somebody in half, they saw it in half, and there's blood and there's gore.
They die.
Right.
They die, yeah.
I'm not kidding. I've seen the amazing Jonathan. I know I've seen Carrot Top twice.
Yes.
I've seen the amazing Jonathan probably 20 times, maybe more.
Did you see Carrot Top twice because you didn't catch half the stuff?
No, by the way, amazing Jonathan, Carrot Top says that you're a fan of his.
Well, yeah, he's going to say that, sure.
You say you're not a fan.
No, I was at a show last night, actually, yeah.
It's pretty funny.
I think, you know, people, they see Carrot Top and they don't expect him to be quite so good as he is live.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that way with a lot of people.
Yeah, well, it's not with me. It's the other way around, unfortunately.
We actually expect greatness out of you and then we're disappointed.
Yeah, we don't have to stay for the whole show. Right. Nobody does.
Now, I don't want to know, if I'm giving something away, like a highlight of your act, just give me some signal and I'll stop. But when I first, there's gore. I mean, serious gore in the amazing Jonathan.
Yeah.
I saw you shot in the eye with an arrow.
Yeah, that was an accident. I did get shot in the eye with an arrow.
It was the raddest thing.
That wasn't supposed to happen either.
He got shot right in the eye and it stuck there, man.
So, a trick went bad?
Well, T had one of those happen last night. It was different when a trick goes bad with Teresa.
Either way, you get shot in the eye.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
My last accident, I staple gun playing cards over my assistant's eye. and the staple gun got switched for a real one last year.
Right.
And I actually stapled two cards over her eye for real with a staple gun. Not a little desk stapler. I'm
right.
talking like Sears and Roebuck.
But like something you'd use a
yeah,
roofing
yeah.
or
and
something.
And so she screamed and ran off stage. And I'm like, that's not part of the show. And when she came back, she did the whole rest of the show. I thought she was fine. But her eyeball actually had deflated during the show. And she wished she had to be rushed to the hospital instead.
But she finished the show.
She's God a pro, bless her. Man.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
What she's a trooper.
Did you feel guilty?
No, because I'm not the one who switched it. I would have if I thought I didn't get caught, I'd have been the one. But no, it was a stagehand that switched it, and he felt guilty. And it's just somebody I didn't have to pay for.
Well, listen, I've learned from watching many episodes of the show Vegas and Charlie's Angels, all stagehands are evil.
Right.
If you're a stagehand, all you
evil.
Do, yeah, the union's bad, but the guy who's unloosening the sandbag so it drops right on Wayne Newton's head right before Dantana comes sliding in. I've never met a decent stagehand.
Well, the one who drops it on Wayne Newton's head is a decent stagehand.
That is a decent guy. So, you also have a book of practical jokes.
Yeah, these aren't real practical, but they are kind of practical. Which, yeah, these are the cream of the crop stuff in here.
And this is stuff we can do at home.
Yeah, stuff I think that's funny that a lot of people don't think.
Can you
it's
give
funny.
Us an example?
Okay, here's one you can do that's very easy. You know, the semi-trucks, when they break down, they always tow them backwards on the freeway.
Right.
Well, say you have a sleeping passenger in your car and you happen to see that. The thing to do is to get behind it as close as you can, right?
Yeah.
Beep your horn and scream at the top of your lungs. Now, when they wake up and they see the front end of that truck,
right?
That's
yes.
comedy to me.
That's comedy right there.
That's a comedy. Another good one is to videotape the inside of your bathroom at home. And make sure it's empty and get the toilet seat area. And then next time you have a big party and someone goes in that bathroom, you put that tape in the VCR and sit around with all the other party guests laughing at that video so that when the person in the bathroom come out to see what everybody's watching that's so funny, that's it.
They have that.
That's it. Or you can put a real camera in your bathroom. I do that. That's fun, too.
I don't like to brag, but one of my greatest practical joke moments, very simple one was I was hanging out with Kimmel. We're at my house. I had a barbecue, and we were washing the dishes. I know that sounds gay. Well, wait a minute. We are gay, yeah. We're washing the dishes together, and I had a world-class fart worked up, and I thought, how am I going to get Jimmy to inhale this? And I took a can. I went to Trader Joe's. I had a can of whole bean coffee with about 3 beans floating around the bottom, and I pressed that thing up against my ass to the point where it made an airlock. I mean, it actually made a poof sound when I pulled up. And I silently, yet deadly, filled that can with my own essence, and then I put the cap on it, and I said, Jimmy, have you ever smelled fully roasted, homegrown Colombian coffee beans? And he popped the lid off that baby, and he stuffed his face into it. Because when you smell coffee beans, and he sucked in. And then he popped his head up, and he looked for the best kind of practical joke is where you have that one moment where the person looks confused. But I have that.
Yeah,
I have no idea what just happened.
Yeah,
he had
right.
that. Maybe part of his brain was being turned to liquid by my. I don't know, but he put his head back and he went, "What?" And then it dawned on him, and he almost began vomiting.
Yeah,
solid.
Great.
Yeah, not probably not in the book.
No,
as
but
practical.
Something like that.
But not bad.
If you scratch your ass, you know, get the, like you said, the essence.
Right.
You can pick up anything and say, "Does that smell weird to you?" And,
right.
Yeah, at a restaurant, it's a portable version of what you.
Sure.
Nice.
Sure. Yeah,
nice.
You never leave your ass at home. It's like my dad used to say. You may have your wallet at home. You may forget your cell phone, but you always pack your.
Did he say by cracky?
Yell by cracky. They would smack his knee with his hat like an old miner.
This is amazing.
I like practical jokes.
Any other tips in the amazing Jonathan's book of practical
jokes?
You can
roll somebody's car window down, put broken glass all over the seat and floorboard with a brick That's always good.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So they take it in for repairs, and the guy simply rolls the window back.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't even try to roll it back up.
Like that.
Yeah, that's solid.
Really, that's solid.
You know what I like about these? They're pragmatic. They're easy. Everyone can do it. Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyone can do it. And I do it to the point I lost my wife over it when I was writing this book. I had to try all this stuff out, and she was so paranoid living with me. She actually took a piece of toilet paper while she was in the bathroom and wrote on it, "I know you're out there," and slid it under the door. What? And I wasn't even out there, but that's beautiful when you can do that.
Right.
Wow.
When you can scare them and not even be there.
When you could be such an ass, it could cost you
that's
half
right.
your money.
Is
that's
it true
that, is
that you got divorced while writing this book?
I got divorced shortly after this book. That's right, yeah.
What are there other couple quick examples we could use to play on our bodies?
Okay, let me go through it real quick, and I'll show you. The idiot magnet's real good. Ask somebody if they've ever seen an idiot magnet. Mm-hmm. And then when they say no, and you show it to them, you say, "Come here, let me show you." And you walk as you're going to show them, and they follow you, right? And you see how far you can get them to go before they realize that they're the idiot.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's one you could do tonight, right now.
Yes.
I walked Robin Williams completely around the building.
Jack Silver's been doing that for about an hour.
Yeah. Chick magnet, he calls it.
Yep.
The ladies call it the idiot magnet. Yeah, it's right up there. It's a classic, like the Hertz donut.
I saw somebody had a birthday party. What they did was they invited a surprise party for their husband. And she invited their friends but said to bring somebody that they didn't know. So, so there was a perfect set of strangers that yelled surprise when he walked in, and everybody he knew was in the bedroom. And then when he looked so disoriented, like he was going to faint because he didn't know anyone, they came out and yelled surprise again, and it was like a double surprise.
Double.
That's
that's
cool.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. The retrograde surprise party.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
Well, we had someone blindfolded and said we were going to drive you to a special restaurant, and we blindfolded him and drove him around his own neighborhood for a half hour and then led him back into his house. And pretended like we were in a restaurant and said, you know, step up, stair here, step up. And then we talked to the maitre d' and everything. It sounded very real. We took the blindfold off, and he's back in his own house, and he looked like he was going to pass out because he just didn't get it. It was so confusing to him.
I feel like anyone who puts the blindfold on that the amazing Jonathan hands to them is deserves whatever they get.
That or your ass is going to hurt.
The amazing Jonathan is going to be appearing at the Sahara.
Forever.
I'm there all the time.
Yeah, I mean, how long have you been working here?
Well, I've been 5 years now. This is my fifth year.
But it was a two-week gig, wasn't it?
It was supposed to be a two-week fill-in gig for Brenner, and I've been here 5 years.
For David Brenner?
Yeah. It's like a one-nighter in Alaska.
Not Yul Brynner. He's been dead for a while.
No.
Right. He can't replace the King and I, man.
But, but David is doing the remake of Westworld.
Nice.
I would love to see that.
I owed you money till then, Corolla.
The amazing Jonathan, everybody. At the Sahara, you can go to AmazingJ.com for more information. And, I'll let the amazing Jonathan do it because, after all, his first name is amazing. He is going to reach into this hopper.
It's a cardboard box.
It's actually The.
It's actually not a hopper.
His first name is The.
Yeah.
That's why they call it radio. Now, when he pulls out a name, that name will have the opportunity to go for $50,000.
Connie Honeycutt.
Connie Honeycutt, right here.
She's cool. A little blonde with glasses.
Yeah.
Looks like a librarian named like a stripper, everybody.
WKRP in Cincinnati.
Honeycutt.
Fantabulous. Baby, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the amazing Jonathan, why don't you hang with us, by the way, if you don't mind. We're going to take a quick break. We'll play another classic Crank Yanker call, and Connie Honeycutt will have a chance to spin the roulette wheel out there in the main casino and go for $50,000 next on the Adam Carolla Show.
The Adam Carolla Show, live in Las Vegas.
Well, back for one last break here in fabulous Las Vegas at the Palms. I want to thank you folks that came out today. I know you only did it because you thought you might be able to win 50 grand or cop a feel from Theresa Strasser.
No, they wanted to see Adam Carolla.
You want to see Adam Carolla or Bonaducci dive emphysema. Either way, you came out. And give yourselves a round of applause for doing it. God bless you.
Although I promise I'd kill myself if I ever asked the audience to give themselves a round of applause. The amazing Jonathan is with us. He's hanging out with us. We have one more break. He pulled the name of Connie Honeycutt, who is really named after, she's like a Bond secretary.
I know.
It's cut.
Don't you remember Nurse Honeycutt?
Yes.
Yeah, BJ Honeycutt.
Yes, BJ Honeycutt.
BJ.
Any guy named BJ is okay with me.
Is that what they called you in high school? Was BJ Honeycutt?
Sometimes.
Where is our...
She's out
by the roulette table. That's right. And I should say that there's $50,000 on the line here, and it is sponsored by Sousa Tequila. So, those of you should go out and drink 50 grand worth of tequila tonight and see if you can catch up to Jack Silver, who's at 75 grand worth of tequila. All right, so, BJ, I mean Connie.
Yeah?
Now, Connie, what I would like to do, because it's good radio, is I would not like you to spin that wheel until the end of this segment, which is probably coming up in about 5 minutes. Producer Angie, if you could go ahead and put down the highball and remove the lampshade from your head and stagger. She's the only person I know where you can actually see bubbles coming from her head when she walks, everybody. Is there a lamppost you could rest against? Angie, please come here and tell me when we're going to be at the end of this show.
I know 4 minutes, I think.
About 4 minutes. So let me see if I can sync my clock up here so that we can have Connie give
exact
that wheel
time,
spin with
minutes,
about a minute
right?
left.
So,
Corolla.
4 minutes.
Corolla, you're going to have to keep in mind the actual spinning of the wheel times the ball bouncing is close to 45 seconds to a minute.
So in 3 minutes.
Okay. And also, what I'll do is I'll go ahead and thank Miller Lite, Sousa Tequila, Travel Worm, Subaru, The Palms, Carrot Top, Kurt Busch, Minka, number one Asian big boob queen. You want to talk about amazing. And, of course, the amazing
Who's
Jonathan.
Number one?
Minka's still
Minka,
number one.
She just got booked on Charlie Rose based on her work here.
Yeah.
Danny, didn't you tell me the wheel could spin as long as you wanted it to spin because it was rigged?
Oh, wait a minute. The amazing Jonathan.
I'm kidding.
Please.
The joke.
All right, let's give that wheel a
jokes.
Spin. Connie?
All right. Are we ready, Connie?
Wait, before
I am ready.
Connie, can we learn one thing about Connie before we
I
spin?
I am so ready.
Connie, what do you do for a living?
I'm a professional poker player.
Oh, interesting. A
gambler. She needs the money.
Okay. So you gamble for a living, and Connie, you're standing at the roulette table
here
at the beautiful Palms Hotel. One of the slots has your name on it, $50,000.
Right.
You're going to give it a spin. Now, which slot is it?
It's not actually a slot. It's the roulette table.
It's Caroulette. Thank you, Mike Lynch.
Right, but I mean, the wheel, the ball's going to land in a slot, right?
Oh, very nice.
Yes.
Yeah, that's...
I should pick my number now.
All right.
That would be
yes,
good.
Which piece of pie are you going to pick?
I'm going to go with 22.
22. Huh.
22 right. Black. 22 black.
All right, BJ.
Danny, 5'6 red.
5'4.
Oh, how dare you?
5'8 in these heels, bitch.
All right, Connie, this is getting ugly. Give it a spin. If it lands on 22 black, you will walk away with $50,000. Connie, give it a spin.
Come on, Connie.
All right. Doc, you ready? All right, it's been spun by a professional. Here it goes.
Connie, what's going through your feeble mind right now?
22. 22.
You're going to will it in there.
Yes.
Come on, baby.
It'll help my poker bankroll.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, I hear bouncing. Stopping.
Is that bad?
Yeah, it's
bouncing.
Stopping.
The wheel is slowing down, Connie.
It is officially in a slot. It has landed
in a
screaming. Slot.
You would hear screaming right now.
Mm-hmm. Still bouncing. Like? No
nope.
Bouncing.
It is officially landed. Everybody be quiet. We don't want to give it away. Would you like to know what just happened?
I'd like to know how you know so much, Danny. What the hell's going on?
I'm standing over here, you spaz.
Oh, my God. I've been looking to my right the whole time.
I thought it was the remote, Mike.
It was the Phantom Danny.
It was weird. I was sitting there thinking, why am I not dying of secondhand smoke? And now I realize Bonaducci's standing at the wheel.
Phantom Danny has become Phantom Danny.
I know how strange it is not to be the drunk one. I just realized.
Tom has. You're right. I've had some Sousa Tequila and Miller Lights.
God bless.
Oh, really?
All right, Danny.
Oh, you physician, heal thyself.
How dare you? You lush.
You.
There's no drum roll. We know that, the screaming would give it away.
No. We told everybody. Shut up, Jonathan.
We told everybody not to scream. Is that what you did, Jonathan? You were going with that one.
Just for that, I am not going to plug your crappy, the amazing Jonathan.
Every trick in the book.
Danny, what number did it land on?
Well, after Jonathan said, just eat me, the number is...
I'm screaming.
18 red.
Oh.
I'm a winner.
A mere four off.
I'm a winner.
Danny, was that more anticlimactic than a lot of my dates?
Boy, between your dates and the amazing Jonathan's reaction.
You got radio booze in there. You couldn't have put screens.
All right, listen. No one go see the amazing Jonathan over at the Sahara.
You don't have to say that for that to happen.
And don't buy his book, Every Trick in the Book.
And don't buy his book, everyone. I want to thank all the folks that made it happen over the palms here. Again, Miller Lite, Sazza Tequila, and you guys for coming out in the flesh.
Honeycutt.
Travel Worm, Subaru, Carrot Top, Kurt Busch, Minka, and of course the amazing Jonathan. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla from Vegas saying Mahalo.